Blog Talk Radio.
Through was standing in line, the clubs I'm never getting. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a cake size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
So what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at
7,000 feet.
Been there, done
that. I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. I'm star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 50 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 50 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleach blonde hair. And we'll find out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Zuzu. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on me now. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll the latest dictionary of the Zuzu. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on me now. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Nickelback Rockstar. Hey everybody, how's it going tonight? I know I'm starting a little early on this kind of thing, but I'm going to play a couple more songs, of course, but I can't get into the chat. So Gunslinger, if you can hear me, let me know in the chat. You know, I just I want to be a porn star. Yes, I do. Yeah, thank you, brother. I do not have chat capability. Fucking no. All right, I cannot get into chat. I've restarted. I redid every goddamn thing. BTR is not letting me say a fucking word. They're shutting me up. They're coming to get me. I'm telling you, they're coming to fucking get me. You know, so it's going to, you know, this is the way the fuck it is. The way they are. They don't care. You know, they just do not care. I mean, they as long as they're pissing people off and they're making them happy to be mad as hell, that's, you know, their thing. But anyway, I digress, and I'm going to, this is my song. I'm going to play my personal song. And Gunslinger, so far I know you're the only one here at the moment, but I'm telling you what, bro. This is my title song. This is me. So just get used to it and follow the words and you'll see exactly how I fucking live my life. So anyway, without further ado, here you go. This is my bro. All right, back.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my brain, the mouth to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the Luger and the crew control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. So it came saying I'm a saint to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Cut it.
So.
With a phony gas tape because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag with the rerun shows and the cocaine knows ya. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. He's choking on the splinters.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Yo, bring it on down.
I'm a driver. I'm a winner. Things are gonna change. I can feel it.
So.
That's right, I'm a loser, baby. Why don't you fucking kill me? Anyway, I just had to play that song. I got a couple more I'm going to throw at you. But I'm here, but I'm not here, Mike. That's right. I can't get into chat. I mean, chat's open. It's running, but I can't say a fucking word. I am being cock-blocked by BTR from talking to you in the chat room. But the chat room is working on Mixlr, so I will periodically go check that. But we are broadcasting on Mixlr also. You know, that's the way it, yeah. How are things in what? TX? Texas? Why, is there something wrong in Texas? Is there something wrong in the great land of fucking Texas that I don't know about? Oh, my God. Enlighten me. Because I can't chat. I can't fucking chat to you. BTR says fucking no. We're going to shut this crazy motherfucker down. He can't fucking chat to you no more. They, you know, they're violating one of my amendment rights, motherfuckers. I swear to God. But anyway, besides all that, let's play another song, maybe two, I don't know, fuck, it depends on what mood I'm in, because I'm stoned to the bone, and I don't give a fuck to answer the phone, so here we go, let's rock on this bad motherfucker, this is oldie but goodie. Thank you.
No way, never do anything. No, I won't do that.
Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this godforsaken town? Will you make it all a little less cold?
I can do that. Creep into Luna down this summer night swing, and you see that it's time to move on. I won't do that. I won't do that.
I know the territory up and around. We'll all turn to dust, and we'll all fall down. Sooner or later, you'll be screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do
All right, the loaf, man, meatloaf. Wait, guess what? I think you need a fucking second serving of this fucking crazy guy. That's what I think. Wait a minute. Maybe. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Walking by the lake and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now I've got a car so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're blowing like the middle on the edge of the night. Blowing like the middle on the edge of the night. Come on, hold on tight. Well, come on, pull out tight.
Oh, it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night. I can see paradise by the dashboard light. Ain't no doubt about it, you were doubly blessed.
Baby, don't you hear my heart? You got it drowning out the radio. I've been waiting so long for you to come along and have some fun. Well, I gotta let you know, no, you're never gonna regret it. So open up your eyes, I got a big surprise. It'll feel all right. Well, I wanna make you more than wrong. And now I've got the whole soul up and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're blowing like the metal on the edge of a night. Blowing like the metal on the edge of a night. Come on, hold on tight. Oh, come on, hold on tight. Oh, it's cold and lonely in the deep dark.
Paradise for the dance for life. Oh, it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night.
Meatloaf, God bless him, rest in peace, you crazy motherfucker, you. Anyway, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, your Crazy Nation Radio, and it's crazy, It's a rock and news station, so we do what we do and we talk about it. You know, that's what we do. We're a talk show, information, asshole, prostitute. I guess that's what we are. You know, but you don't pay us no money. We're free. We're a charity. We're a charity hooker, so that's what we should be. It seems like we're always getting pimped out, though, doesn't it? Anyway, I am taking phone calls tonight, just in case you all don't know. I do not have any control in the chat room whatsoever, so BTR said, fuck you, shut him up. So I am on my blog talk format. Yeah, I'm on my blog talk, but I'm talking to you through blog talk. Do you get it? I'm fucking there, man. I'm with you tonight. Promise you that. Swear to God, and Holy Jesus, and Moses, and all the little pygmies and everybody else, whoever the fuck else wants to hear it. But anyway, I am on Mixlr. So you can go to Mixlr, go on my, you know, my show there, and you can talk to me in chat. So if I do the bother to come fucking see what you said. I've said two things in there. This chat works, and yes, I will take phone calls. So, so anyway, if you want to go over there and hang out and say some fucking bad shit to me or send a link to me, I can't pull up no links either, so I'm completely fucked. So just for you all to know, I'm just fucking boned, okay? Just to let you know. But anyway, I see something, Philadelphia. What, am I missing something here? Do I need to turn on the phones to catch some information? Because I can't figure out what the fuck y'all talking about. Fuck Philadelphia anyway. Who gives a shit? That place has been a shithole since fucking day one, so I don't care anyway. I played there a couple times. I didn't like it, so I don't care. But it's all coming apart. It's all coming apart, motherfuckers. I sold this shit for years telling everybody this. It's coming apart. It's going to be soon, you know. 10 years, you know, later, you know. So anyway, I'm going to bring on my callers here real quick, Gunslinger and Mike. So anyway, and Joseph, hey, welcome to the show, bro. Glad to see you here with us. Ah, man. So, yeah, anyway, I see something in the chat room. I do get to see what you're putting in there, folks. So I'm watching you, fuckers. You hear me? So, yeah.
You
anyway, Mike, you mentioned something about birth certificates to who for Joe? Joe needs information on those?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
well, when, if he calls in, I'll...
We showed earlier on how the birth certificate, well, we were getting into a straw man deal, and the birth certificates are a ownership thing, right? It's about banking, right? The birth certificates, right?
Well,
they're
a bond. they're technically a bond.
Yeah, a bond.
Yeah, they're worth money. They're worth money.
I was trying to kind of explain that to him and some of the other people that were on the show earlier. And, well, you know, I don't want to say they didn't want to get it, but they didn't understand.
Well, a lot of people don't get it. They don't get it, Mike. That they, you know, they think it's bullshit too. And you know, I've been doing it for over 14 years. You know, I've been in the legal system for over 40 years. And I mean, one day I woke up, wow, you know, the reality concept of what the fuck's going down. But yeah, they are a bond, is what they are. We found that out directly from the horse's mouth. I mean, the fucking horse's mouth. I mean, from the origin of where that fucker's printed.
I tried to tell him that you called, you found this number on the back of your birth certificate or something, and you called it.
That's not, Mikey, how it went down. I found my birth certificate in my office desk. I was looking for something else, and I ran into my birth certificate, right? So I pulled it out and looked at it, and mom, dad, all this shit, you know, happy-go-lucky bullshit, right? Well...
Yeah.
As I'm looking in on my desk, or I'm trying to do something else at the same time, but I look back down at it, I notice down the bottom part of the rim around the – because it's a copy. You don't ever have the original. You don't. Anybody says they do are a fucking liar. Anyway, I looked at it in this little small print. I said, what the fuck does that say? So I looked down at it real close, and it says American Banknote Company. So right then in my head clicked.
Okay.
Snap. What the fuck does that mean? What does a birth certificate have to do with a banknote company? Follow me? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I Googled it. I Googled it. And Google God said, guess what? Philadelphia. It's a printing company in Philadelphia. That's who they are. Or they were at that time. You know, we're talking quite a few, 10 years ago or further back now. Well, 10, 12. And anyway, I asked the lady, what do you guys print? And she said, well, we print stamps and bonds. And I asked her about birth certificates, and she goes, I really can't talk about that. I said, okay, thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. And that was it in the conversation. She sounded kind of cute. She's probably bigger than me, but anyway. she did sound cute. But that right there, then I got a hold of some of my friends, people, researchers, and we got into the topic of this. Like, this is something interesting. I think we all need to take a look at, and just, that's how it became, but we found out what it was. And how it's a perfect fucking plot. Perfect, perfect scam. You know, you can't beat it. You just can't beat it, you know. You're locked into a debt. That's why they always say, you know, you're reborn with a fucking debt. Yeah. That piece of paper is what does that to you. Ain't that something? Technically, you can't enter a contract when you're not in the right state of mind. So there's a way out of that contract. You know what I mean? There's a lot of ways out of that. But you're stuck into it. Your manufacturer signed off on you. I know it sounds nuts, but it's just the way it's... Because it's... Listen, it sounds so fucking retarded and unbelievable because that's what they want. They want you not to believe what they've done, what they're doing. So, you know... What do you expect? They're doing what they do because they want something out of you. That's when I did that thing on human farming. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do another show probably on Christmas time when everybody's all fucking heartbroken. You know, cute puppy dogs and flowers and hearts and all the fuzzy wuzzy shit for Christmas, the gift of giving, all that bullshit. I'm gonna fire that motherfucker up and do it for a week long. I'm explaining everybody the origins of fucking life from the fucking all the way down to the fucking fish. To the last pebble on earth that brought us fucking life. I'll bring us all the way from the beginning to the end. You know, ain't that a bitch? I've did it before. I think gunslingers heard it. I think gunslingers did. I've had people send me mail. Hey, man, I don't like what you said. You know, it's too fucking real. I said, it is real. That's the whole point. That's what scares you. It's just fucking reality. Common sense of reality. No big deal. How could you know it's... These motherfuckers don't have a right or wrong, or on or off, right to left. They don't have none of that shit, backwards, forwards. No, these fuckers are completely disconnected from life. They live in a fantasy world. This is a fucking soap opera we live in. It's nothing but a fucking soap opera, and that's all there is. But to help, I don't, Joseph needs this information. I don't know. But anyway, the origin of the birth certificate is a bond. It's a guarantee to the Federal Reserve that we're going to pay them back. You know?
And every
that's
time,
what that is, man.
Every time the whole thing about the thing that, you know, we got to get our debts in order and stuff like that, and they'll say, well, you're putting your grandchildren and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in a debt, which is true. Every time this whole thing about
you ain't doing shit. No, Mike, no, you ain't doing nothing. You're not the one putting your children in fucking debt. You ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You're not doing nothing. Okay? They're doing whatever the fuck they want, and you ain't doing shit about it. So there you go. How much more reality do we need? You see what I mean? I'm not saying you're a bad person. Nothing like that. Don't take offense to this. I'm not meaning it that way, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Mike, you're my buddy. I love you. But I'm just telling you, this is the way the fuck it is, man. Me too. I'm with you. I'm right there with you, man. What can you fucking do? Vote them out? Haven't we come to the conclusion of fucking life that we cannot do that? Haven't we come to reality, to the concept of the fact that we can't vote these motherfuckers out? It's only the rich motherfuckers that get in.
Right.
Fuck everybody on here. Because I'm telling you, man, that's the way they play. That's the way the fucking game is. That is the model on the birth circuit. I'm not giving you the whole details. I mean, I ask people a question about it. I fuck with people a lot. I'm like, where was you born at? Oh, I was born in this town. No. I mean, what did you come out of? Well, I came out of my mom. No. What part of your mom did you come out of? Her vagina? No. That ain't what the medical terminology is for that. We call it the birth canal, right? Ain't that what they call it? The birth canal? That's what you're coming out of, right? Water. You're born in water, right? You know, your mother, when the water breaks, you know, when the zit pops and you pop out with it, you're the actual zit. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm being sick, but anyway, it is what it is, right? You exist.
Here you are
breathing fucking air. You're eating, shitting and pissing all over the fucking place, right? You're going to die eventually, but you know, you're born, then all another one pops out again. They keep popping out. That's just the way it is. We're going to live one fucking life. That's it. Once it's over. So fucking what? Who cares? Don't be scared of death. Don't be scared of nobody. Don't be scared of shit. I learned that a long time ago. Like when people go to courtrooms, they're scared as a motherfucker. I walk like no big fucking deal. And I show it to you. I don't care. you know. But I keep myself below the line where I don't get above the water to let them see me being fucking an asshole and so they can throw me contempt of court or disrespecting the court. I don't go that far in court. You know, I do respect it at a certain point, but I just don't, you know, I throw shit at them that they don't expect. You know what I mean? I'm really good at that. They don't expect this to come and it hits them, you know. But that's just the way it is.
Right.
I mean, it's simple. Back this, you're completely controlled by, you're born into slavery. I don't give a fuck what color you are. You know, what are these motherfuckers coming on the sport for? What the fuck do they think they're going to get here? You know what I mean? Nothing. It's always nice and peachy in the beginning. It's always nice and peachy in the fucking beginning. But then, you know, once reality comes in, you're fucked. You know, at the end of the line, you just got fucked. That's what's going to happen. And people are going to find it out. It ain't that great. When they're trying to, the economy's going to shit and you're bringing more motherfuckers in, you can't, what sense does that make? Why would you add more shit on the pile that you can't, you know, contain as you got it now? You can't take care of what you got inside your own country, but you're feeding all these other countries but saying fuck your own people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about taxes up and all that shit. They're jacking up the taxes. They're jacking up the fucking taxes, but they're jacking up the price of fucking products. Because the more expensive the product is, the more tax money they get from it. You follow me?
Yeah.
Anyway, the birth certificate is a guaranteed, because actually the Great Depression, 1929, the government needed some money. So the birth certificate was played in. It just played into a different document, totally different thing. There was a birth certificate, but it was actually called a birth certificate. It's actually part of a church scripture when people were born. Okay? So, anyway.
That's another thing. The government has to get into every goddamn thing. I mean, by...
Yeah, they are in everything. And, you know, and the fact of it is you are a fucking slave. And you know why you're a fucking slave? Let me tell you the little tricks and the facts of what makes you that fucking slave. One, you're paying fucking taxes on labor, okay, which is against the Constitution. There is the Constitution is supposed to protect you from any tax off the labor of your fucking back, right? Okay, so then you got where, okay, they don't have to raise the taxes. They can raise taxes just by getting the price of the products up. So let's get the majority. What better way to jack up a fucking percentage of the tax bracket higher than fuck? Is when you fucking cut the fuel line off the energy source, these motherfuckers, and it's called choking. Mm-hmm. It's a choking system. They're going to fucking choke you. So you're going to give up money. That's what you're going to do. You got to pay the price. You know, if a gallon of gas costs fucking $1 a gallon and they're making $3 and fucking 75 fucking cents, well, so be it. Who gives a fuck? You don't. You can't do nothing about it. You can't know about it. But the one thing people do, one thing that does have an effect is people spending. When people stop spending, shit gets bad for them because they're not getting that tax money they expected. And that's what's happening right now. You see how many restaurants are falling out right now. You know, all these, you know, knockoff brands except McDonald's and fucking, you know, shit like that. You know, McDonald's is fucking king. That's all there's fucking to it. You know, Burger King's closing stores. You know, all these other ones, you know, Five Guys, fucking Blimpy Sub. Well, I think Blimpy's already gone. But, you know, fucking Shoney's went down. Man, Shoney's went down with flames, man. They've been gone for quite a while. They've been gone for a long time. Shoney's. Used to love that place. We was on fucking tour. We always stopped at Shoney's. That breakfast buffet was the shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what better way for a fucking band to eat than go to fucking Shoney's? God damn it. We was in Harrison. No, we was in Springfield, Missouri. We was playing a gig there. And I'm like, fuck, man, let's go to Shoney's where you have to do this bullshit gig, you know, eat some fucking breakfast and shit, you know? So we went to town. There's like fucking four locations of Shoney's in fucking Springfield, Missouri. And each every one of them cocksuckers was closed up. Nothing inside, empty. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And it just happened overnight, one of the things. But you're going to see a lot of them going out. A lot of them, like, you know, like fucking Olive Garden. You know, Olive Garden, what's the other motherfucker up? Yeah, there's a lot of them. Even some McDonald's even closing up shit. So you got to figure out, and the retailers, too, are also slamming doors. You know, because Walmart is, their numbers are fucking really bad. But Target's starting to close stores. You know, Dollar General and Walmart, two of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. You know what I mean? Two big money markets, right? Two big money people, them two right there. So, you know. But look at it, man. I don't know what diesel is. I'm at $4.50 a gallon here in the Midwest of Missouri. $4.50 a gallon for diesel. All right. When Obama was in office, he got up to $3.69. All right. Joe's going to beat him by a dollar. It'd be down. But they're saying gasoline itself is going to hit over $4 pretty soon. Now, the whole topic of the show tonight was actually going to be about the government shutdown. I didn't mean to get into fucking the birth certificate shit. But, Joe, if you still can hear me, or you are still listening, I mean, any information on it, I can let you, you know, I'll let you know. It's not a problem. It was bullshit, you know. Matter of fact, fucking George Sanders head up. Remember I fucked George head up? Was you there that night when I fucked him up about the birth certificate? He told me it was all bullshit. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Do y'all remember that one?
I don't think I was there.
Gunslinger, I know you were there. Gun was there when I did that, when I pulled that off. Remember? I told him about the bond calculator. Remember?
Yep.
Sure. You looked yours up, too. You know, yeah. It's fucking crazy, ain't it? You wouldn't believe that shit. Nobody in your right motherfucking mind would ever believe they could do that. But, hey, Clark's in the house. Hey, Clark, what's up? Clark. What do I call you? Jay Clark's? Hey, man, what's up, bro? oh, no. It's a Ronnie Rex show. but, no, the thing on the bond calculator, because that cusp number's on your birth certificate, man, that's your ear tag, motherfucker. That's your ear tag. You don't get a social security number till you got a name to match to the number. Yeah, ain't that something?
Yep.
You're tagged more than once.
A goddamn commodity to be traded, bought, sold, and traded. You know?
Do what?
That's the
Kamala what?
Commodity. Like oil and gold and orange juice and all kinds of crap, you know? All that shit.
Right.
A commodity.
Well, you got to remember
you are a
people.
That's what you are. I mean, we're all born into fucking slavery. Every fucking one of us, no matter what your color is. That's all bullshit, man. It's just simply fucking a fact now. We all are fucking slaves, these motherfuckers, man. And they keep jacking us. I mean, listen, when you tell me that driving's a privilege, right, and all that shit, and then having insurance is also a privilege, now wait a minute. Why would you think that insurance is a privilege? But they claim it. That's what they say. You know?
And they force you to get it.
Alternate problems in the Lexus. Them suck. That sucks for you. Yeah, that cost you, didn't it? I'm sorry. I'm bucking with Clark. Or Jim Clark. I think you want somebody to call him Jim Clark. I can't call you JC or something like that. JC, something like that. Yeah. But, Jim, I'm a rude motherfucker. You know that, don't you? I mean, if you call Jim's show, I'm going to tell you right now, it's hard to get in. He don't like me on there. He doesn't like me to come on the show, man. He just don't ever answer the phone for me. Dare you, Jim? God damn it. Anyway, I don't care. But I'm getting uptight. I feel upset. I feel, my feelings have been hurt, and you don't really care about none of us out here, and just, I'll fuck
take
with you,
George,
man. Anyway.
Take a George powder on.
Yeah.
Don't get up there.
Yeah,
start
George on him.
Everything
throwing shit around my office. I don't need this fucking mixer board here. I'm going to throw this mixer board at the fucking wall. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm going to tear out all these computers and all these mic stands and all this equipment, this drum set and this guitar over here by me. I'm going to take my guitar and beat my drum set up with it, motherfucker. Then after I get done with that, I'll grab my bass guitar and I'll beat the shit. I'm not that motherfucker, too. The keyboard, the samplers, switchboards, all this shit. I'll just tear it all the fuck up.
Make sure you show everybody what a mental illness case that you really are. See?
Exactly. I'm totally fucking insane. There ain't no doubt about it. Okay, he says, that's not true. I do answer the phone. Yeah, for other people, not me. Yeah. I'm very winded. What the fuck you tell me? I'm a radio show host. What do you expect? Hey, what? You're winded too, bro. Or you wouldn't do radio. No, I just like to throw the shit out there. I don't care, Okay, I might come out tonight. I might come hang out. Don't be mad. I'm not mad, brother. I'm just fucking with you. I'm an entertainer. This is all entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, telling the truth, and it's entertaining. People think it's a joke. People think I'm retarded. I am retarded. I am. Because here's how I know. I check this out. See, I was diagnosed with I was a TARD. And, you know, they came up with a cure, and I got untarded, okay? I cured the tardation. So then all of a sudden, like another couple of days after I got healed from the tardation, I got retarded. It didn't work out. So now I'm technically retarded.
The cure didn't take. You know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, Clark, I'll respond back to you in the chat room, but I can't, bro. BTR, when I can't do nothing in the chat room myself. I'm fucked. So just so you know. But yeah, I mean, I'll talk to you. When you're shooting shit in here, and I'll answer you back through the over. You know, I'll just talk, use words. It's all I can use. It's all I can do. I can't type back. So I don't know what the fuck, you know. So BTR just don't want me to talk. They don't want me to say what I say. I don't know why. What do I say? Am I that bad? Am I really that fucking bad of a guy, you know?
Of course you are. You tell the truth. They don't like that. They're
is
like
that
me.
It?
Yep. I tell the truth.
Gunslinger, we've been friends for 14, 15 fucking years, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, cousin. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah. Yeah, Joe.
I'm gonna start
Jim, call in, guys. Just call in and get a conversation, man.
I'm going to start calling you. I'm going to start calling you Cousin Ron.
Oh,
hey,
I'm
dude,
sure
I'm
we are.
I'm just a body club lately, but because I've only been around for a handful of years, but, you know, it is what it is. But now I've been with Blog Talk for fucking ever, you know. But,
well, we brought you in, Mike, because we felt sorry for you. We did. We felt really fucking sorry for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah.
I seen that feed the children. I seen that feed the children thing on Christmas time, with that old bald headed gray haired dude. He's probably dead by now. They've been repeating those fucking commercials for like 30-50 fucking years now, right? Then you got Sarah McLaughlin.
Yeah.
You got Sarah McLaughlin. She wants you to give her 75 cents a day to feed dogs that are chained up to a tree, freezing the cold, starving to death. Okay. So I thought about you. I said, you know what? Mike reminds me of that dog and tree. But you know what? If the problem is I have with that. Is it is going to cost me 75 cents a day to feed that dog, right? But it's only going to cost me 50 cents a day to take care of that little kid overseas.
Oh, that's
so what should I
do?
I brought it up on my show several times. You know, I told people, I played the clips of them. I played the clips and put commercials. You know, here's Sarah McLaughlin. You know, help these poor animals that are starving to death and people abuse and neglect and all shit. You know, just for 75 cents a day, you know, for 75 cents a day, you could feed Rover. And he'll live happy and be adopted by a great loving family with a picket fence and fucking money. And he'll eat nothing but fucking T-bone steaks for the rest of his motherfucking life. So by sending me 75 cents a day and on auto pay, we wanted to book this on your auto pay. So every month we take that deduction, you know, every year, every minute of the day. And that's exactly what they do. People fall for that shit. It's milking money. They're doing nothing. You know what I mean? And they only have to give 10% of that. You know?
What was this? Oh, fucking Sally Struthers, remember her?
Mm.
You know, these dogs and cats and kids and stuff were dying. If you adopt these people, whatever, for 50 cents, at the time it was 50 cents a day, now it's 75 cents a day, you know. And it's like, okay, where does the fucking where does the fucking money go? It's a scam. That thing, the whole fucking thing is a scam, you know. Right, Ron?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
It's a scam. The whole damn thing is a scam. We have been scammed so fucking bad, it's not even funny. I want everything. Birth certificate, gun rights, driver's license, dick license, ass license,
marriage
license,
fishing license, business license,
fishing
license,
license,
license, license, and license, license, license,
license to have a license, and holy shit. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest con job in human history. Human history. It's the biggest con job.
You know, Eddie Murphy, the comedian, love him to death. I think he's a great comedian. He's a cool guy. I mean, you know, but he did a concert years ago, and he said something like, what have you done for me lately? You know, that's what it's all about. What have you done for me lately type shit, you know? And that's right. What have they done for us lately? Any of us? They ain't done shit.
No.
You know?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand Clark's issue here. Okay. Okay. I'm probably talking about stuff they don't want to talk about, so that's why you get a lot of click.
Hell, look, Brian, you're right. Fucking, now you don't need it on BTR or Mixler or whatever. But
who's this in the chat room, Clark?
Jay Clark. That is a dude. That's his show. That's who he is. Yeah, he does like a odd format where he talks about bad shit and stuff as he goes on. Got a background music playing as he talks and all that kind of stuff. Oh shit!
Oh
fuck! Oh my god, that just scared me. I popped up. Never. What the fuck, man?
Go
hey Joe,
go
what's
ahead.
Going on, bro? What's that?
Go ahead.
I'm under my desk now. So what? I don't.
Watching all crazy shit online, man. Freaking a lot of
what's going on in Philadelphia.
There, a lot of crap.
I can't pull nothing out of the fucking chat.
Burning down a city, I guess. It was a cop verdict that came back. I guess not guilty. So they of course that gives them the reason to go steal iPhones now.
Yep. That's probably what it is, you know.
Stuff like that, it has to stop. It's ridiculous, you know. I mean, there's no answer. I just don't understand it. I mean, I just don't understand.
Well, what does it prove? What does it prove? First off, I mean, you have your right to bitch. You know, you have that, but you know, throwing a fucking conniption tantrum fit, you know.
Why attack the small business owners? Why attack small business owners? That, like you said, it don't make sense. That's not what
right,
you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, but they, people don't care. They got to try to make some type of bullshit moot point they're trying to make, which makes no point. You know, they should say, you know, really, I need to get on that newscast. I need to go on network news and become a fucking anchor and tell people the way the real fucking deal is. Well, these stupid idiot motherfuckers just burnt down fucking 60 fucking businesses down here. They keep up, you know, pays for people to fucking keep a roof over their head, their lights on, and feed their fucking children. But now they don't have a job because these cocksuckers burnt the shit down. You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of them little businesses are struggling anyway. Everybody's struggling. So don't, you know, that's, you know,
that
retarded shit.
That only goes to show you what intelligence they have. You go out there and burn your own neighborhood down.
Let's try with the educational system. Try with the educational system. They built these motherfuckers. They indoctrinate these motherfuckers to be retarded. So what the fuck? That's where it should start. The education.
I also heard out on Maui there that none of the insurance companies are paying people, and they're all fighting over all these big corporations that who's going to buy up the land. They won't let the people rebuild. I mean, there's a lot of stuff being covered up out there, I heard.
I would be a bit surprised.
Well, when you're rich like Oprah, you just take shit. You just fucking take it. You don't even know his permission. Burn them out with a laser beam and fucking take your shit. Fuck them. I don't know if that's true, but Oprah was Oprah has property out there. So it's just, I'm just speculating. I'm not, you know, I love Oprah. I do. You know, I don't know why she's with Studman. You know, she's been with Studman all the time. Why she never married Studman? You know, Studman doesn't look like, you know, a woman dude. You know, he looks like a dude or something. You know, it's my opinion.
She wants a stud. Well, you know, you just said stud. Studman, stud.
Yeah, I don't know how you say his name, but that's what it sounds like to me. I mean. But anyway, the Lucifer Libertarians in the chat room was, hey, Laurie, how you doing tonight? You know, no, I was joking with you, sweetheart, when I seen you pop in. I love you, dear. You know that. You know, I'm crazy. I'm just misunderstood. There's a difference.
My advice is to everybody, start linking up with your friends in your community and start forming a militia group in your community. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't see good things happening soon.
I guarantee it's not. I said this over fucking 10 years ago, Joe. I did, man. I talked about this shit all the time. And most people, and you know, I have a large following, but the thing is, people, you know, a lot of people don't believe it's ever going to happen. They like this never would happen. It has happened in the past. This ain't something new.
Yeah.
But you know, but the point is, you got your the lack of common sense. You know, and who, somebody's behind this, somebody's doing this, but we'll never know. It's always a big swimming sea of cocksuckers that are involved with this. You know, that's always what we see. We see all these people in politics are involved, and nobody does nothing about it. You know, this goes on and on. I mean, look how long it took for him to really pop, you know, Nixon. You know what I mean? The shit already happened. They already knew shit was going down in the first place. You know, there's a lot of things they've
done. I don't understand why.
I simply hate lobbyists.
Yes, why can't there be groups? Yeah. Why can't there be groups of people that can go after these people? You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
round
the
them up and prosecute them.
Why does that not happen? Right. Don't we have a fucking Justice Department that does that? Ain't that their fucking job?
No.
Nobody's?
No.
It's their job to sit around and jack each other off. That's their job.
Remember I said about the lobbyist deal, man? You got to remember what them lobbyists do. They go pay these fuckers money to get them to push some shit through for them so they can get by with something. It's a control of regulation, you know?
Of course they do.
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that happens around the world that just isn't, you know, it's just that you can't have all the answers. There's so many groups out there fighting, doing this, doing that, and it's crazy sometimes. I mean, I don't know.
What's the lack of common
sense?
You know, like, we don't have common sense a lot in this country, you know. We always have these little fucking groups that pop up, but these little groups might be orchestrated by somebody else that has an agenda, like, you know, like Soros, shit like that. You remember shit in Portland, you know, all that shit that went down. So, you know, they found fucking pallet loads of bricks on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
A pallet load of fucking bricks on the sidewalk, that's cool. They must be building something. But these are regular bricks.
Oh,
I'm not talking,
there's
you know, 40, 50 fucking pallet loads.
There's a picture of a fucking U-Haul truck there's a video of a U-Haul truck. It's not in Portland. It's somewhere else. But there's a picture of a U-Haul truck video of it that they're taking, like, Singapore canes and bricks and all kinds of crap out of it. Basically, the tools of a riot out of that fucking U-Haul truck. I believe that was in where Rittenhouse was. I believe that U-Haul.
Is
either
him? The big black guy, George Floyd. George Floyd.
The infrastructure, of the United States, I just can't see it all being torn down, destroyed. You know, I just can't see it. I mean, it's just too much. I mean, the New World Order just is not going to destroy this country. I just can't see it. I mean, look at 9/11. That was like the big, you know, anything bigger than that, I just don't see it.
But do you ever think about this? Do you ever think about this little factor? You know, hold on, Mike. Do you ever think it's just a little handful of people that's doing all this bullshit against us?
Oh, it's definitely. Yeah, that's true.
You know, the Vatican has their own country, so they're good. You know, they were the perfect con job people in the world. I mean, they took a king's country from a king, took the throne, took all his gold and shit, because they said, if you give us that shit, we guarantee your trip to heaven. Yeah, that's what they used to do.
Look, it's the same thing.
They sold tickets to it.
It's the same thing. Remember, it's the same thing with NASA, okay? You know what NASA stands for? Never a straight answer, okay? We'll talk about the moon landing for just a half a second. Only a handful of people knew about that, okay, when they were supposedly developing that. Only a handful of people knew about it. Okay, so you could easily fool the public if only a handful of people knew about it. And it was actually
right.
Staged.
Yeah.
Okay. Very easy.
Yeah.
It's very
easy. I don't think they landed on the moon. I don't think they landed on the moon. Why haven't they been back? You know, it don't make sense.
I've been to the moon. I've been to the moon. I've been to Venus. I've been to Mars twice. You know,
don't
I've been
get
there.
Your anus.
I know I
have. Get your anus.
Been, yeah, I'm regularly up in anus. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Think of it like this. Forget about the moon landing. Apollo 13 and all the problems it has as they were trying to go to the moon on Apollo 13. And it's like, okay, you're going to the moon. You're having all these problems. There's some kind of spark that blows out the oxygen tank or something. And you're trying to get these guys home, and they're having to spitball things together to make a filter or whatever the fuck it was. And how, if that's the case, then how were they able to get that those three astronauts home and get them home living? You know,
well, look,
if it wasn't.
Here's a very simple answer to that. We've probably been to outer space, out right orbit, orbiting the Earth. Yeah, that's simple. Anybody can do that. Okay. Now, when you're going a little bit further now, that gets a little bit more complicated. Okay. Because you got this little screwball shit out there called the Van Allen A radiation belts. And they claim they can't get through it. Now, I've seen the replica of the moon module down there in Houston at the museum at the NASA place down there in Houston. I stood right by the motherfucker with me and my sister and my ex-niece. And you could take your finger and you could sit there and bend that fabric like it's a beer can. And you're telling me this little bitty fucking thing that's probably held together by bell and wire and duct tape is going to go to the moon and back? Really? Really?
Come on, man.
I mean, but this is supposed to be the exact replica, everything right down to the, you know, base of it. And I'm going, wait a minute now. I think the original one that's still like that, where is that, in Florida or something, or wherever the museum is.
Cape Canaveral.
It's like that. You can just
Cape Canaveral. Cape Canaveral.
Yeah. And I'm going, come on, they're supposed to have these micro meteors and all this shit that are traveling at 40,000 miles an hour. And they went there and back and not a scratch on them. Oh, my God. Thank God, right?
Yeah, I was going to tell you all tonight, I think Laurie has laryngitis because she's not calling in. So I think she can't talk too much. She might not be able to talk too much to us. Or she just don't like us no more.
Fine language.
No, she is.
Smoke signals.
Hello.
Whisper. God bless her. I hope you can hear me. This microphone, you know, Jesus Christ. What is this? She wrote a book. Target. Oh, yeah. Target's closing. Yeah, Target's going out. Closing effective October 21st. Also, because three stores in Portland, Oregon, and two Seattle. Target said it will still have the combined 150 stores open.
What's going on October 1st, October 4th?
October
4th, they say.
Well, Target's in trouble anyway. They've been in trouble quite a while. And it's been, you know, but the market right now, people don't realize the fact that people ain't spending money no more. You know what I mean? So that money not being spent in Target. And Target, you know, Target's a little more expensive. They're like with Kohl's. I can't believe Kohl's is even still around. You know, I haven't heard nothing on them yet, but I'm sure they're going to be going out. They'll be fucking closed overnight, you know. Yeah, smell your hair.
I don't know.
I smell your hair.
That'd be a world conflict with China or something. I don't know. Something's got to give.
It's got
to be a war, some kind of war.
We got it, yeah. Well, that's all about money, too. That's all about. We can't afford
for
to beat
bankers,
our people.
Yeah.
We can't afford to do that. Fuck. We're giving all our money
over
to Ukraine.
Well, it's not about afford. Well, hang on. It's not about afford because the bank creates the money out of thin air. So if they can create whatever they want.
Well, the Federal Reserve
does. It just doesn't make sense, you know?
They are the
Lord
Masters over the money. Right. Yeah.
So what is the money? What is the money? How do you create money? How do you just create the endless money supply and still manage the books? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you know where it all started, don't you? You know, Joe, do you know how bankruptcy
started? Yeah, the Rothschilds.
No.
They created First Central Bank. You're talking about the goldsmiths back years ago. They had a vault, and people would put their gold in a vault, and then they get a receipt.
They're blacksmiths.
Okay.
Right.
Well, they get yeah.
Right. But then they figured out. They started using. They gave people paper. I owe you X
yeah.
amount of dollars or gold, right?
And then that's
how fiat currency got, born. That's how they figured to do that. That's what fiat currency is. But the thing is, they was giving out the IOUs, but they didn't have enough gold to back up the shit. But they were giving people loans. That's how the scam started. They were giving people loans for shit. And they would collect interest off that, right? That also generated the run on the banks. That brought that on too. When everybody came all at one time wanting their money back, their gold. But actually it started with the blacksmith.
Yep.
That's how it all started up. Yeah. But
the Money Masters is a good documentary.
Yeah, right.
Money Masters.
Right. So it's a trick. It's all bullshit game. It's a con job, they make money out of thin air. The Federal Reserve does it. They control this shit. They control the mints. They control everything. And they're a private bank. They're not part of the government. That's what people don't realize. They're not part of the goddamn government. Anyway,
yep.
503. Let's bring you on. Anyway, 503, you're on. But, yeah,
You rang. You
yes,
were whispering
did,
in my ear, so I just had to call in.
Yeah. I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep.
I would create a credit system built on the economy, something like that that was created in Germany during 1930,
right.
Something along those lines. A work credit system, and then to cut out the banks and do a direct bartering system with the ports across America with other countries.
Well, but that became all government controlled. That's what they want now. That's what they want here. That's what Fed now is all about. That's why we're going to digital currency, because once they get that digital currency, the private one bank, Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of England, will control everything. All the banks. Banks will no longer really be needed anymore. That's what they want. They want to have full control. They'll be the one making
the money. We cannot go to a digital currency. We cannot. They will control
everything, every aspect of our life.
Ready.
Get ready. I'm telling you. Get ready for the ride, brother. I've been predicting this shit for over 10 years, and I'm sticking with it. I'm telling you, it's coming. There ain't no stopping it. I said it 10 years ago. I'm saying it today, and it's happening. The Fed now system has already kicked off, man. They kicked that bitch off on July the fucking 20th this year. October's going to be a fucking funny month, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a funny month. The price of fuels went up dramatically really quick after that Fed now system was kicked in place. My bank, I had to call my bank up. I got a fucking charge for some bullshit. It was like fucking 20-something dollars. I didn't know what the fuck it was. And they said it was a problem with the Fed now system. And people don't know how that thing works. I've mentioned it many times. In the sense, how it's going to work, look this up. Don't take my word for it, but the deal is the banks are bitching about it right off the bat anyway, because the FedNow system is going to require a payment for every transaction it handles, okay? So if it handles a payment, then the bank has to pay the FedNow people, right? So the banks will fuck. Mm-hmm. If you're going to fuck us, we're going to fuck the people. So that's what you're going to do. They're going to turn around and fuck you and me. The bank will. So the banks, we're going to pay for the bank's fees and this one they add into it, right? But it gets better than that, okay? Because then you have the transmission system, the transmitters, okay? Then you have the scanners. You have two more things it's going to charge to, two more things. So you're going to get it four fucking times. When the system's up and running, full blown, it will hit you four fucking times in fees. So, and it might be a couple pennies here, a couple pennies there, but add it up. Do the math. You know what I'm saying? It comes up to 10 cents, 15 cents every time you swipe that motherfucking card. You know what I mean? It's going to hurt sales. It's going to hurt. 10, 15% of fucking, 10% of $100 is $10. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
$10.
Yep.
15% would be $15. You know what I mean? So that's what they're going to do. That's simply, it's that easy to understand. what they're going to do. That's why they're going to do it. But they get the, here's the deal. When they phase out the banks themselves, that means they get it all. You follow me, guys? That's what, okay. The Federal Reserve. Yeah, remember the Federal Reserve also, the national debt is $33 trillion we're in debt for that we have accumulated that we're paying because of our birth certificates forcing us to pay it. That's them, too. They're making that, they make that interest, too. They get interest on top of interest on top of interest on top of interest off of one thing. You see what I mean? It's fucking nuts, man. But that's what's going to eventually, it's gonna, you're, and then they're going to have your, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be rated, you know, on how you are, who you are, you know what I'm saying? If you're an asshole, you get a low rating. You won't be able, you won't be able, you will not be able to buy things, certain things like that. You know, I did a story about Little Johnny. I'm sure most of you heard the story about Little Johnny. You know, and that's what's going to happen. That's how the system will work that way. You know, Little Johnny, you know, came up, said, Ron, I'll cut your grass for $5. I'll tell you the story. Fuck it, I'll do it. So anyway, Johnny came up to my house, and I'll cut your grass for $5. Ron, I said, no problem, knock yourself out. He did it. He pulls out his phone, swipes my card. He's got $5. He's pushing his lumber down the road. Sees a convenience store with a sign flashing cold soda, so he walks inside, walks up to the coolers, and he sees a soda for $1.25. He grabs it, comes back to the counter, hands the dude his card. The dude swipes his card, and the dude says, you have insufficient funds, Johnny. And Johnny goes, what do you mean? I just made $5 at Ron's. And the clerk says, well, you don't understand what happened when you got that money from Ron. And Johnny goes, no, I don't. What's up? He goes, well, what happened, as soon as you swipe Ron's card onto your phone, to your account, it automatically took out Social Security, FDIC, and all this shit, all these fucking income tax bullshit deals, okay, and all the other shit to go with it, you know what I mean? So, and but Johnny goes, well, you know, but the soda's only $1.25, and the clerk goes, well, your balance is $1.25, and Johnny goes, well, what the fuck's the problem? And the clerk said to him, well, Johnny, the fucking problem is you ain't got enough money to pay the goddamn sales tax. See what I mean? So
yeah.
Then here's the next phase. It comes to this other part of a story. Different story, same similarity. Okay, here's the deal. This dude is a full-blown alcoholic, and he buys a gallon of whiskey a day. He goes to his local grocery store, and he buys a bottle of whiskey every day, on time, every day. Okay, 7 days a week, nonstop, 365. Anyway, he's been there for the past 3 days. This is now Thursday. He puts his bottle of whiskey on the counter. The lady beeps it and said X amount of dollars. But he didn't even have her cards. He's automatically know who it is by facial recognition system. Knows who it is. And it says denied. And he asks, why is it denied?
Yes.
And it will say, the clerk will come back and say, well, because you have met your capacity for the week. That's all you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
So, see, that's the reality of what's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
And then our AI, and then the robots, AI robots that are out there.
Oh, they've been around for quite a while.
I thought I saw one today.
Been around for quite a while. You what?
Yeah, I thought I saw one today.
Sounds
I swear the guy didn't look normal.
Could be.
The reason why I asked you to explain the birth certificate thing is because, well, earlier on Joe's show, which I was on at the time, we got into all that kind of stuff, including straw man and all this shit, you know, and
mm-hmm.
because,
mm-hmm.
well, I don't want to get into what happened, but somehow a certain person took over Joe's show that shouldn't have taken it over. And we all know
yeah.
what I'm talking about, right, Joe?
Yeah,
you know,
I know, we got off subject, yeah.
Well, tell me, don't keep me fucking wondering. Who the fuck was it? Fuck him.
Warren.
Oh, well, fuck. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Man. Man. I am
well,
sorry.
Wasn't
I didn't
get
a show tonight. Joe,
Warren.
I know I got to be following you, man. I mean, I ought to get you my fucking email address, man. Fuck me.
Yeah, man. I'm,
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, yeah. Yep.
Well, look up Crazy Nation Radio on Facebook. Message me. All right. We'll make some
All right, I will.
Oh, Ron Reck. Look up Ron Reck.
Yeah, Ron Reck, too, either one. Motherfucker. I'll
All
show
right.
there, too. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Retard Ron.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 100% bona fide.
Warren's going to fall down and have an accident because he's pushing his luck. You know, I mean, he just really is. I mean, this guy is like really an asshole, you know, And I'm trying to figure out what his game is.
Why am I missing this? You got to make sure I don't miss this, man. Every time I get close to him, he fucking hides from me. You know? I've invited the fucker on my show. I said, Warren, why don't you come on my show and let's hear what you got to say, man. I mean, because you're really telling the truth and gospel. Motherfucker. Fucking pussy. He's a pussy.
Oh, yeah. He's afraid of you, man.
Yeah, he is, apparently. You, apparently so. Now, I don't ever see anybody in his show. When his show is on, I don't see nobody in there.
No.
What? In my chat?
In his chat, no. There's nobody in his chat. Nobody's there.
Oh, in Warren's? Oh, yeah, nobody's ever there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks to himself. That's all he does. He talks to them here.
Yeah. Anyway, JC's in here saying something in the chat room. You'll be forced to worship the Antichrist and the mark. You must receive the mark, and you will not be able to buy or sell without it. No mark of the beast. It will send you straight to hell. As if you can read. Well, I'm already in hell, so I mean, I'm already there. And I just slipped in, came in the back door of it. But
yeah, we got into a ton of stuff on Joe's show today. You missed both you and Gunslinger missed it, Ron. It was a fun show. What was Joe's show?
What did we get into? What were we really getting into, though?
Well,
we were getting into the straw man stuff.
You, me, and, of course, Sarge was there, and he got into it with you, the other you-know-who that,
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun show. It was a fun show.
Yeah, until the end, Sarge is feeding into it,
Yeah.
All right, I just sent you a request, Joseph.
All right, Gibson. Let me check it.
Well, yeah, do you throw shit up on your show on Facebook?
I'm not really
Facebook savvy. I'm really not. I'm not really into it much.
I'll find you. I don't see you.
Well, I sent a request. Friend request and following. Ron Bragg,
really?
Crazy Nation Radio. Yeah.
Why? It's not here.
Should be.
This is the government now, shadow banning.
Yeah,
here,
well,
they don't want people talking
to each other. They don't want to talk to each other. Oh, no, not them two motherfuckers. Oh, no.
Yep.
We can't have that.
Yeah, we got to check this out. We got to check this out first.
Yeah, we can't have two people like that getting together. Fuck no. That might cause a problem for us,
What the fuck?
Well, like I said earlier, as far as voting him out or getting him out, like he might as well give the fuck up. You know what I mean? Because it ain't going to happen. You can vote wherever you want. It just don't matter. It's fucking crazy. Messenger.
I'll find you.
Crazy Nation Radio.
Ron Reck in here. You find Crazy Nation Radio?
No, I put in Ron Reck like he told me to.
Can't find him either?
No.
Fuck, they do hate me, don't they, man? Dirty cocksuckers.
Are you Billy Ron?
Ron? No.
No, I don't know. I don't see Ron Reck anywhere in here. Are you friends
really?
With Lorianne?
Well, we used to date.
I can go look at her friend.
Let's see something.
Let me go back home.
Okay, hold on.
Friends. Okay.
Joe, I just sent the link for Ron's profile page.
All right.
Page
okay. All right. Yep.
Facebook,
yep. I got it now.
For you.
Okay. Hang on. Yep.
Friend request. Select name. Brief their profile.
All right, here you go. Yep, I see it. Confirm request. Yep. All right, got you. There we
all
go.
Right.
We got you.
I knew I was in there somewhere, man.
Right?
I hope. Just send back.
I hit confirm three times.
I'll deal with this motherfucker.
I hit confirm request 3 times.
I ain't seen nothing yet, but it takes time. It's the internet. It's kind of slow, man.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, man. This is crazy. No way. It should be. You should be already in there.
Okay, here's something just dinged up. Gunslinger's Bar and Grill. Why do I care about that?
By the way, I just followed you, Joe. So
I'm trying to follow him too, but fuck, I can't see him. God damn it. Well, that's Laurianne sending
the
shit through Gunslinger's Bar and Grill.
That's crazy.
I'm just causing confusion for everybody, aren't I?
Oh, I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but you and Michael are kicked out of core chat, our core group. Is that true?
Yes, we were.
You were kicked out? Why?
Yeah.
Who kicked? Well, the only one who could do it be the other Mike. The only one who could do it is his shit.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, he kicked me out for no apparent reason, just because I was new.
Cool.
And then
Mike.
Yeah, and then kicked Mike out because Mike is the one that added me, apparently.
Oh, and he didn't ask the rest
yeah.
of the group?
What happened there?
But he didn't ask the rest of the group? He just brought you in on his own? See, that's bad.
He was a bad boy.
He was a bad
boy.
Yeah,
bad boy.
You should have asked the group. Now you got to go back and ask the group for forgiveness, you know, and you'll no longer do that again without group approval. Apologize
for
your anus. What do you mean waiting for what? There's Joseph Gibson. You have
sent. You're sending a message.
Yeah, I got you.
There, now at least I got you a messenger, at least.
Yeah. Got you. All right.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, all right. Nice to see you.
Cool.
That's
right
crazy,
on, man.
Why do you pop up on my friends? That's
because
weird.
They don't like me, man. Don't you get it, bro?
Yeah.
Fuck, these fuckers
yeah.
hate me. I'm not the most liked motherfucker on the air. I mean, they don't like me. I'm serious, man. I get cock-blocked a lot. I'm just waiting for the black suburbans to show up. You know, that's all I'm waiting for.
they won't do. They'll get me outside or something to pick me up. They won't come here.
Yeah, probably. I hope they don't fuck up my house and fucking new carpet in here. Shit, I want blood all over my fucking place. I mean, even though it's my own blood, I don't want it. You know, fuck up the house, kill the value. The old lady won't appreciate
they
that.
They tried
you know
me twice already, so. I mean, if they tried me twice already, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what are they going to do? What are they going to get out of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You want to know something fucked up? My old lady's going to be going on vacation for 3 weeks, man. Ain't that nice? And I tell you, explain to her, man, you know the economy's really fucked, but we shouldn't be spending this kind of money. Well,
yeah,
I'm going to my sister's. Then I'm going to Tennessee to see my cousin. I'm like, them people ain't important to me, okay? And how much money do you
if
want?
They're not down with the, if they're not down with the program, then yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they yeah. are their fucking excess baggage that I don't need, you know, I don't care. You know, and then once they realize and they come crying, I'm going to say, come on down, because you're going to be our
I
fucking dinner.
I sent you an invite to my group.
To your group? What kind
and
of
And then
group?
I got Gunslinger. Or Gunslinger's in here, too. Okay, good. All right, yeah, there we are.
I'm not into them kinky sex groups, you know.
I don't do that either.
Well, I don't do it where people know about it, you know. But, I love old women. I love old women. 80 and up, it's my thing. 80 and up, I love them.
I think I sent you a message, Joe, but I don't know if you got it.
Well, I don't see no invite to the group.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent you an invite. Yeah, I sent you an invite to my Joseph Gibson of three petitioning the people for U.S. Congress for state and see.
I don't see it, bro.
It's going to take a while. They got to check it out first.
Oh, okay, yeah. Joseph, you are to be going to Facebook jail. You know, I thought about practicing law on Facebook. You know, post something up under the fuck with them real hard, you know, fuck their heads up. You know, if you have been put in Facebook jail, call me now. Hook, wreck, line, and sinker. You know what I'm saying? We can get a line in there and sink in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I've been banned. I was banned on January 6th. They kicked me right off. Bam! Right there, right before midnight. They kicked me off, banned me for no reason. Just kicked me right off. I couldn't even Twitter. Everything was shut down on January 6th.
No shit.
Damn, son of a bitch. I didn't even post anything.
Yeah, I remember watching Trump talk about that shit when that went down, you know, after it was over. And, you know, he was saying, you know, motherfuckers weren't even there, went to jail for it. You know? What the fuck?
Yeah.
That was crazy. Okay. Well, I'm on your page, but I'm not seeing...
That's crazy. I mean, they really are watching. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you say, yeah, I'm getting shadow banned, but this really proves
right.
It because
oh yeah,
it didn't pop up right away. You know, I see you now, but it did not. You were banned. I could not see you.
Mm-hmm.
Same then. Because I always wonder why, you know, like, for instance, why I don't have more people in some of my groups. I'm like, man, I have 6,000 followers or 5,000, 5,800, I don't know how they figure it out, 5K followers. On Twitter, I got 1,500 followers or 2,000 followers, somewhere around there. And it's like, how come I don't ever get none of my messages sent? I mean, nobody ever sees my messages, you know? And it's like,
well, according to my
I sent you a message.
My two formats that I run this show on, I have over 2 million. So, I mean...
Get the hell out of here. 2 million?
That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it says. 2 million.
2
is some
million.
Change. Oh. 2 million is some change. Yeah.
You got more than Alex Jones.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? That don't make no sense, does it? You know what I mean? Goddamn, I'm trying to do something. But, yeah. My numbers
came up. Remember MySpace? Remember that social media platform, MySpace? Now that, I missed it, actually. I like those little bulletins that used to pop up and everything, you know?
Yeah. Goddamn, I'm so fucking stoned. I can't remember what the fuck I'm looking for. Wow, man. Some good weed.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I smoked that shit fucking... Since I was 18.
Really? I've smoked smoke.
Listen. That's how I got jammed up. We went into a bar in New Haven, Connecticut. We like almost killed like 4 people. So me and a bunch of Navy SEALs, and that's why I kind of like took an oath that I wasn't ever going to screw around again. You know, getting partying.
Yeah, I'm an entertainer. I'm a musician. So I mean, you know. I just do it. I don't drink like I used to. I don't do nothing like that shit. And as far as smoking weed goes, I mean, you know, it's not every day either. It's not an everyday thing. Because I have businesses to run. I mean, you know, always have a lot of shit going on.
I don't judge nobody. I'm no rat.
No,
I don't judge nobody. I don't care. No kids. You're all
right.
You know?
Right. Well, that ain't ever happened to me. You might catch me killing a fucking child molester, but you never catch me.
I don't play that shit, man.
No, I don't either.
Do
not fuck with a child.
Man, little perverts.
I mean, I don't like people fucking with children. I don't like fucking dudes beating up ladies and all that shit either. Hey, if she's an issue, instead of whipping her ass up, just fucking leave, man. Just walk the fuck away. Don't be fucking... Man, tell you what, I'll tell you a story. Years and years ago, being the big heavy rock star I used to be, I was heading to this bar that I played at before years ago. Anyway, I'm in the turn lane. It's a 4-way stoplight, right? Because the bar sits right on the corner, right? And there's a camper next to the bar. And I mean, there's not much room there, just for that camper and a little 3-foot area between the bar and the camper, right? There's these two dudes beating this chick's ass in there between the camper and the bar, right? So anyway, I threw that fucking car in park. I jumped out, turned to Superman, whipped both these motherfuckers' asses. Then that fucking bitch jumped my ass for whipping their asses. I'm like,
I was just gonna.
Christ,
I knew
what
that was what you were gonna say. I knew it.
Really?
I knew it.
Well, fucking nuts, ain't it? I'm like, wow, lady, I'm trying to help you out. What the fuck, you know? Anyway, does everybody got a pencil, paper handy? Do you need to take this number down? I'm gonna give you. So. This is to the other show, in case we lose it here on BTR. You got a pencil ready? Everybody?
I will in a minute.
All right.
Shoot.
All right. 1-573-355-5114. That's 1-573-355-5114. That is a Skype number. That's to the radio show on Mixler. That is a dedicated number to that show. So you all know. Don't call it while I'm on the air. If I don't answer it, if I do hit you or ignore you, you know why, because I don't want to talk to you right at the moment.
But anyway. That's a good reason.
Yeah. Me and Gunn, you can call us, you over Skype, so, you know, I don't know if I need a number.
Yeah, well,
but hey.
Well, it's either way, you can call me or I can call you, but there are people that do not have that privilege. I'm just passing the number along, Mike. Fuck, bro. Don't get all mental on me. I'm really fragile. Don't do that. I mean, our country's shutting down in a couple of days. Next Saturday, I'm throwing a party. If they're shutting that motherfucker down next weekend, it's going to be fucking bonus. I'm all for it.
It's not going to shut down.
Why? Fuck, don't bust my bubble, man. Fuck, dude.
I want it to
Joe,
shut
come
down.
Come on,
don't
we're friends now and shit. We're buddies on Facebook now and shit. You're going to fuck with me like that, man?
Don't fuck with me, man.
Yeah, the WIC coupon program will be fucking dried up and die and gone in February and shit, man. Fuck yeah. I want to see it.
That's
I don't want these
say,
motherfuckers
huh?
pay anymore. If there's no government, I ain't got to pay income tax no more, any taxes at all. Fuck them douchebags. I can live off the land. I don't give a shit, you know? You know?
Yeah, how does that work? The IRS still collect and come after you?
I'm sure they can.
They don't ever take off us.
You got to remember, during the fucking Prohibition, they came after motherfuckers for making moonshine, and it wasn't for making the moonshine. They was after the fucking money.
The taxes.
That's right.
Taxes, yeah. Yeah, don't fuck with the free
yeah,
money, man.
Right.
Free money. And it amazes me, like, you know, I don't know if you hear me say this, or maybe I'm repeating myself, but I don't care. I'm getting old. I got some timers. But anyway, you know what? I had to go to the, you know, tax office here in the state of Missouri, and I had to pay to get a tax number for my business. I got to pay them, okay? And I asked the dude, I said, why is it I got to pay you money for me to steal money for you anyway? Why does that not seem to work out for me, you know? What's up with that, you know? And the guy just looked at me and goes, you're right. You know, and he goes, it's the first time I ever heard him say that. I said, well, it is what it is, bro. I mean, you know, common sense. I mean, you don't have it, you know? And I said, I'm not insulting you, bro. I'm not doing that. That's not what I'm doing, you know? But I'm just saying it's, you know, common sense. You know, I got to pay you money, take money from people because they bought something from me. And
hey,
you are privileged. You get a piece of the action. Yeah, man, what's up? What's up, Gunn?
Cats in the queue. In your queue.
I don't see her in the queue.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, fucking. I'll bring it on. Didn't have a hand up or nothing. I can't see. I'm blind.
Yeah,
what's up,
kitty?
You're
thanks
welcome, sweetheart. Well,
that's
you know.
All.
I got tired of you clawing the furniture and shit. I throw you outside.
Motherfucker.
But I love you too, sweet thing. How's it going down there in Coach, Texas?
Y'all were doing so good with all your conspiracy theories, and then you just went haywire gossiping. Y'all just like a bunch of old women. I swear.
Well, you joined us.
And
you got attracted right to it. You're like a moth to a light. You got attracted right to it.
That's why I hate BTR, because you guys get these BTR shows, then you start gossiping about the other BTR shows. Like, nobody can relate to that.
What? I said nothing about any BTR shows. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God, I had to sit here and listen to some gossip about some guy named Warren and another show, and then Mike uses the word tooken, and then when
tooken?
Lori is
yeah.
here, I want to explain.
What's wrong with the word tooken? You know?
That's ghetto slang. It's not a real word.
Well,
but
he's a brother.
I want to clarify something to Lori if she's listening.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you mean?
Hi, Kat.
Okay. Hey, Mike, on the show here tonight, did not have the authority to add you to that list. And it's not because people don't like you or anything. It's nothing personal. The person who owns, who created the group, has some legal things that he's dealing with that are very fragile and have to do with a whole lot of stuff, dealing with the internet and a lot of stuff. And you do not want to get involved in that. And that's all I'm going to say about it. So Mike on here thinks like a child, and he doesn't think about the implications of what he does. And it really pissed me off that night that he did that, because he knows a little bit about what the owner of the core group is going through right now. But the adults on in that group really know what's going on and take it very serious. And trust me, you do not want to be part of it right now. That's all I'm going to say. I mean,
what's so bad about it? I just don't understand.
What?
I mean, because nothing's private on the internet anyway.
You know, I mean, when it was explained to me after the fact, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Okay, you know, no skin off my back, but, you know, whatever.
So nobody needs to know the business or anything behind it, because all these conspiracies and shit that y'all talk about, this is real life, and it's not conspiracy, it's real life. I mean, this is somebody's life being impacted by some of the issues that y'all talk about, and nobody needs to know the details. But I would like to say to Mike, who's on the phone tonight, you know, you really need to think these things through. You can sit on the phone and you can talk all this bullshit about what's going on, but would it impact people's real lives? You need to really understand this is real life we're talking about. It's not some BTR bullshit that you're talking about conspiracies and with your thumb up your ass. This is real life. So,
well, there's nothing that's conspiracy that we were talking about. That's, what's conspiracy? I don't understand. What do you consider conspiracy?
I'm not even talking
what do you
to you.
You know?
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't give a shit what you like. I don't give a fuck what you like, and
so
I don't give a shit what you say.
Me?
How about that? How about that, you dumb fucking cunt? How about that? So you come running your fucking mouth out of here. It's the second time you disrespected me. There won't be a fucking third time. How about that?
Hey, Ron.
Run
Ron,
your fucking
you
fuck.
Go.
Run
Jesus
your old
Christ.
Ass fucking mouth someplace else and go to bed.
There you go, Ron. There's the class of your show. There's the real class.
Yeah, I know. I know, I believe in free will, Kat. You know, so.
I know you do.
I'll let you say what you want. I'll let everybody else say what
mouth,
they want.
Man. Somebody needs to fucking close it. Fucking
well,
for real, man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, Joseph, you're real ignorant.
Yeah, I know. All you do is criticize everybody. That's all you do. You're coming
ignorant.
Here saying that we're conspiracy theorists. You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know nothing about the New World Order. Did you ever work for the government? Do you know what the government is, even? Do you? I survived two murder attempts. Is that a conspiracy? Is that a conspiracy?
You don't even want to know my background, okay?
What am I supposed to mean?
You don't even
want to
know.
Am I allowed to know?
I don't go around bragging about anything in my life. Would you just go, I've done the walk. Let's just put it that way. The things that you're talking about, you just know the tip of the iceberg. You're just like licking the
I know, I'm just wet behind the ears, right? I never lived nothing. I don't know nothing, right?
I'm
conspiracy theorist, right?
You're not educated, that's all.
I'm not educated at all. I'm not educated.
No.
Listen, man, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? You don't.
Yeah. Well,
Joseph, I didn't know you.
I know. There's a book
like
written about my life. Is there a book written about your life since you're so popular and you walk the walk?
I could care less.
You know, you're all that? Okay.
I'm not all that at all.
Well, you said you walked the
walk. I'm not all that at all. I don't have to go on BTR and brag about my life at all.
Who was bragging about their life? Who's bragging about anybody's life?
You said a book was written about your life.
What, are you offended by that? Do you feel offended by that? You obviously are. Does it bother you?
I feel sorry for you.
Every single show I talk about myself. You're right. I mean, after all, I pay for my podcast. Why shouldn't I?
These aren't shows. You know what? These aren't
shows.
Damn, I didn't
21,000 listeners. That's not a show. I've been on Howard Stern. That's not a show either, right? He's not popular either.
I've been bragging about that.
I know, but you're so perfect.
Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh are my dads. You know that, y'all, right? Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh, they're my dads. Yeah.
The point is, nobody's bragging about themselves. We were here having a conversation, and we're conspiracy theorists. That's what I don't like. That's the kind of anti-agenda. That's an InfraGuard person talking like that. That's somebody that's
a
rat who's going
to
sell you out.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
Okay. Well, no, it's not. It's a legitimate claim. It's a legitimate claim.
It's
the government is corrupt.
Theory.
We all know that. Is the government corrupt?
All right. You go ahead.
All right. Well, you can't have a normal conversation. I know, because you get offended automatically. You jump backwards. You take 10 steps back to listen to everybody.
I feel sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's not stupid shit. How are you going to say people spending time together speaking about serious issues that we're all involved with or that we want to be involved with or we care about is stupid shit or is conspiracy? That sounds like an InfraGuard rat, somebody who's going to run to the FBI as soon as they feel threatened and cornered, who hides behind a telephone talking crap. That's what it seems, that's what it feels like to me. That's what my opinion from my experience. Right?
You're like grab a dog chasing your tails. You don't have
I'm a little dog, a little poodle barking in the corner,
Well, we would say you're poodles.
But the point of it is, though, again, you claim you walk the walk. That's what you said, right? What walk have you walked? What walk? I'd like to know. I don't come on here with a nickname. I use my real name. I don't come on here with a nickname. I don't got nothing to hide. I'm not hiding behind no profile, phony profile. My real name is Joe Gibson. I don't got nothing to hide. I live in Stokesdale, North Carolina. I'm not hiding from anybody.
Let me explain why we were talking about Warren. Because this guy Warren.
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know.
Well,
I don't know
he's going after people like
Warren.
Well, he's going after people like your boy Sarge.
I don't want to know. Do you understand? I don't know. I don't care about George. I don't care about Warren. I don't care about anybody on these other shows.
Then why are you here? Why are you here?
I wanted to tell Lori about what happened. I didn't want her to.
So you care about Lori then? Okay. Well, you care about somebody then. Obviously, you cared enough to call in and tell her.
Look.
Okay, so you do care about somebody here. Okay.
I have known Ron.
Okay, well, you.
I know Gunslinger a very long time. I've heard you on other shows in the past. I did not, contribute anything. I just listened. I just think you're dumb. That's all. That's my opinion.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's it, period.
Thank you. Because you're offended by me. That's why.
Not offended by you. I feel sorry.
Yes, you are. Because I talk about things that makes you feel guilty. That's why. That is a perfect psychological analysis of your behavior right now. Yeah.
Oh, you're a doctor now.
I'm dumb. I'm dumb.
You are dumb.
Yeah, I know. I'm dumb. A business owner. Yeah, I know. I make $350,000 a year. I'm dumb. Yeah, I'm dumb. I don't got nothing. Yeah.
Now, the fact that you have to say something like that.
I'm proud of it.
Well,
I'm defending myself to you.
Like
because
really
I don't want
do.
Anyone talk down to me in life. You want to know why?
Because people really
As a matter of fact,
do
I don't have to tell you what. Nobody punks me down. Nobody. Okay?
Any
because back in my day,
really
I don't care if you're talking to me on the telephone. Okay? Because I know you hide. You listen. I know you're a rat. I know if you feel threatened for 1 second, you will call the FBI first thing tomorrow morning. Okay? I know that.
God.
All right.
You don't know me at all.
You're a
dude.
Little rat. You're a traitor. You're a traitor to this country. You're a traitor to the Constitution. You're a traitor to the Republic. Okay? That's
I'm
what you are.
I'm a traitor to the Republic.
Yes, you are. You're a traitor. I know you. I know your kind.
I'm a traitor.
Anyway.
Okay.
If you feel threatened by what I say, if you feel threatened, if you really do, then you are. Then you, there is something definitely wrong with you. Yes,
you
are. You do.
A pipsqueak like you would threaten me.
A pipsqueak. A pipsqueak. Where do you get that from now? Why would you make that comment? Why? Why would you make that comment? I'm a pipsqueak. Why would you make that comment?
Well, hey, I got to jump in for a quick second, folks. You got 8 minutes and 55 seconds to call and go in overtime. 563-999-3726. Come on in and join the parquet. Let's continue.
I feel like a pipsqueak. I haven't been to the gym in like 2 weeks because I strained my shoulder, but I feel like a pipsqueak, but, you know.
Let me ask you something, Joe. What would you say if I said that I believe in Q?
In what? Q?
Q.
That's your prerogative. I think you're wrong, but that's your prerogative. I wouldn't think you're nuts or anything. I could see why people believe it. I almost fell for it myself. But I would disagree with you. It doesn't mean I have a lower opinion of you, though. I'm not going to criticize you and make fun of you, you know.
I don't believe in a lot of what he said and a lot of what whoever it is, you. You know, a lot of what that person put out there kind of came true. So, you know, I do believe in it. So, yeah.
Okay. You know, the thing of it is that most people I befriend and most people talk to me. I mean, many people that I've spoken to over the years on Blog Talk Radio. But the people that, like, for instance, that last person I spoke to,
you're in.
There's few of them, and usually those people are just not friends of the Republic. They're not friends of the Patriot community, usually. I could be wrong, but from what I gather, people like that are just not really somebody you can trust when it all boils down. He'll be the first one to call 911, you know, and testify in court against you. Because they're just so, you know, that guy, he's a mean bully, you know. And that's and they flip it around, but really they're snakes in the grass slithering, you know. And that's how they are. They're moon bats. So, you know, that's my opinion. I don't have any facts right now to back that up, but only what I based upon what I heard.
Right.
Sorry, but, Hugo, Mike. I think you're a good dude. I think you're a good guy. I think Ron Rex is generally a good guy. He seems like it. I don't know him personally, but, you know, having conversations with him, I think he's probably a good straight guy.
You are a fucked up thinker. You're fucked up. Don't never think that of me, motherfucker.
Thank you.
Ever.
Thank you. But, you know, listen, the bottom line is this. We were having a good conversation and it got ruined, you see? And that's the second time tonight. What is it, in the moon or in the stars or something? I mean, on my podcast,
it's
same
only
shit
on
happened.
Crazy
we're having
Nation
a great
Radio.
Conversation.
It's only here, bro. It's
you know?
Only here. It is. It's the kind of people I attract, Joseph. I'm sorry, man. Just the way I do it.
I hear you, man.
They come from all over.
It happened on my show, too.
I've known Kat for quite a few years. She's crazy as a fucking bed bug, but, you know, you can't help it, you know. It takes all different kinds of me to go around, I guess, you know. Ain't that right, Kat?
I think you're a closet homosexual, Ron.
Me? I'm a closet homosexual? Yeah. Well, that's cool. So I got more rights than I thought I had. Fucking sweet.
I've known you've been a
straight blown lesbian for years. I mean, Jesus, I know. Your husband's just there for to make it look right with the neighborhood for the HOA and shit. But you know, that's cool.
I have nothing against it.
You prove my point.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I love muff divers. I do. I love muff divers. I do. I think this should be Olympic fucking sport. You know, it should be Olympic. I mean.
Wait.
But no, I'm not no closet homosexual. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but no, I'm not.
You love muff divers. You love Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, Hillary Clinton is a diver. She's her and Michelle, all them. They're,
Michelle,
man. Didn't Ronnie James Dio? It was Dio, wasn't it? That did that song about you know. Holy muck divers, you've been down too long.
That was him, yeah.
Yeah, that was a song, yeah. You know what your bleeding means to me.
I've seen him in concert in the
80s. I've seen him quite a few times myself. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, he was...
Yeah. Well, I'm a musician.
That was like one of my first shows, actually.
That's right.
You ever see Jake Isles Band? You ever see the Jake Isles Band?
No, I have not. No. Met a couple of members.
Oh, you missed a good show. That was a good show.
No, I've seen him in concert once, I think, in St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah. They put on an awesome light show. Awesome.
Yep. Yep. Well, the one light show I liked back in the day when I was a young kid, actually before I was an established musician, was ELO, and ELO used to have a hell of a light show too. And who else was that? Yeah, it was ELO. Yep. What was that other band that had a badass light show? I've seen so many in my life, you know. I've been on stage with so many, so it's you know, what can you say? Light shows are neat. That's part of the attraction to it. You know what I mean? It's like a circus. You know.
Hey! You know. Remember that group? Remember that group? Not to cut you off, but remember that group? What the hell, man? The White something, man. Damn.
White Snake?
Did Rhode Island. They had that.
White Snake.
No, it wasn't White Snake. Great White.
Great White, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Remember they had that fire up. Remember they had that fire in Rhode Island, killed like 22 people.
You ain't so innocent. No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm like a music librarian.
Shut them right down. Shut them right down. That's it. They're forever in debt. But they killed 22 people, man. You know, I mean, just think of the families that died in that fire, you know. Crazy.
Yeah, pyrotechnics, you got to check your shit right, especially for your venue. You know, each venue has to be something different. Some, you can't do that at all in them. You can do any pyrotechnic shit, you know what I mean? But, you know, now the new laser system, stuff like that's kind of taking the place of the pyrotechnics, you know. So it makes a difference. But, you know, I've seen some scary shit on stage before, man. You know, I mean, it came fucking close. I'm like, wow. That just ain't fucking right, you know.
Well, that shit, you know, that concert with Great White and everything, I think that shut down the pyrotechs for that whole state for a while because there was, like, lawsuits and everything.
Right.
I mean, you said, it's dangerous. You got to, you know.
It is, yeah.
Somebody
wasn't paying attention to the right directions, you know.
Right. You sure what happened with Michael Jackson when he got burned by those pyrotechnics? You know,
right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That he was shooting that Pepsi commercial.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, got 90 seconds to call in to hang up to go into overtime. 563-999-3726.
Joe, you don't talk. The one thing I want to do, Joe, is get up there to Missouri and get one of Ron's hamburgers.
the what? Ron hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has a food
truck. They're the shit.
He has a food truck.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I have a food trailer.
Food trailer.
I do have a bus. I can turn into a truck, but, you know, I have a 20-foot trailer. So,
okay.
It throws out some groceries. It's a money-making motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed that. My food is excellent.
Hell, yeah.
And it's reasonable. You know, matter of fact, some people are trying to get me to do a gig for a weekend up in this parking lot, this old grocery store. It's not a grocery store, it's a church or some shit like that. Get permission to set up there for the weekend. And I said, well, I don't want to do that. And you know, why not? I said, because I'll cripple the other people there. I'll hurt McDonald's. I'll hurt the other people with their trailers. There's two other trailers out there, one now. But anyway, then there's Sonic right there. You know, I will hurt them, you know. And I'll try to kill me and my people. That's what'll happen because we'll be so fucking busy. We'll be so fucking busy. I'm serious, man. We've done festivals, dude. And we have been packed up with people, you know, fucking the first big crowd ever we had. I counted 47 people in line and it never ended. You know what I mean? Every time one fucker got their food and left, two other motherfuckers showed up. It's out with going. It's crazy.
He did.
So,
he did,
you know.
The Laura Ingalls.
Yeah.
He did
Wilder
Laura
Days
Ingalls
last year.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't do it this year, though. Yeah, I didn't do it this year. But,
oh, man.
You know, they're jonesing. They were crying. They were not happy. They were not fucking happy with me at all, man. I said, I can't do it. I'm booked somewhere else. I can't do it. So, you know. Anyway. But, yeah, it's just a, you know, part-time little gig I do. But the burgers are the bomb. That's how they're done, okay? They're just they're badass.
You get a patent on them, man. Get a patent.
Well, I could
copyright
the tricks. There's it's a system I got down pat, man. I made this my recipe. Okay, all these different style types of burgers, but the burger, the meat itself. There's the trick, okay? There's why I know how to fucking jack up burger. But the point of it is okay. You're not adding a filler to it, and you're not fucking with the, you know, jacking up with a bunch of seasoning. You know what I mean? You are putting seasoning to it, but you're not devouring it. It's the perfect level, okay, for flavor, okay? The perfect fucking level, okay? So the thing is, the process, I'll give you some idea of how the process works. The hamburger gets cooked on a grill like a regular restaurant grill, right? Flat top grill. You know, I'm sure you've seen one. Anyway, they get cooked up and they go into a bath. We call it a bath, a burger bath, okay? And it stays in that water. It just sits there, soaks in that water. That's all it does. Then when it gets ordered, when a hamburger gets ordered, it comes out of that bath back to the grill. All right? It gets cooked again. All right?
Again? So, whoa. You get cooked again, all over again, the same process?
Yeah, kind of. No. No, not necessarily. No, it's the charring effect you want to do with that. The stuff that's in that bath, you know, the seasoning that's in that.
Yeah.
You want to be able to lock them into the burger and make the burger stay wet and moist, okay?
Okay.
You'll taste
flavor
right,
and stuff like that. Okay.
Right, you're going to taste that the bath water. You know, I know a lot of people say bath water.
Okay.
Right, said it sounds nasty. No, it's a marinade. So we'll say marinade. Same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying. Right. So, but anyway, but after it that is, and I do like a sauteed mushroom, sauteed grilled fucking onions, you know, and they're the onions are really fucking sweet. They're fucking, I'm just telling you, they're fucking jamming. Anyway, the mushroom burger itself, the mushroom burger with the grilled onions with baby Swiss cheese. All right.
Nice.
Okay.
But I like Swiss cheese.
But here's the fucked up part. The bun is grilled on the grill itself. Even the bun itself is toasted on the grill. Okay. It's not, you know, in a toaster and all that shit. And we use real butter. Real butter is a butter wheel on the grill. You roll the bun over top of that and put butter on the bun and it's on the grill. And anyway, but that the buns I use are from Walmart, the cheapest motherfucking Best Buy buns you could find. Walmart sells them all the time in a blue bag, color blue and clear bag, whatever the fuck it is. For some reason, people love them. I don't know why. So I don't have to use a seriously customized bun, you know. And they fit the burgers perfect. It's a quarter pound burger, you know. All my burgers.
But now you invented this. Now you're saying you invented this. This was handed down to you from your mom or anything like that.
No,
you invented
this. Yes, correct. Right. Yeah. And there's tricks to it also. You know that people don't realize. You know when you go to a restaurant, you generally will see the hamburger, the cheese, then toppings. Right? Ain't that usually how you do it?
Yes.
Then into where I do that mushroom burger. The mushrooms, onions, or mushrooms by themselves, or onions by themselves, whichever, however, don't care however you want it, are both. That's usually the popular one. That's the popular. That's what made this thing happen, how this whole party started, was with this burger, okay? Mushrooms and the onions on top of the patty, and I put the Swiss cheese on top of that, and I let it melt down on top of the cap it, so it can't slide out. So the mushroom stuff can't slide out, because the cheese keeps it there. Ain't that neat? So... Yeah, I know it's crazy.
There you go.
People love them, though. They fucking love them. They do. It's fucking, they're fucking decent.
Oh, there you go. So, all right. So you got to, people like especially request this stuff when they see you, basically. Like,
no,
hey, Ron, here, I got to get the famous burger.
Yeah, I do. I do the auction network. You know, I do auctions with it. I do maybe 4 a month, maybe. You know, I don't do that many. But anyway, there's people that show up that ain't even there for the auction. All they're just there for the food. Yeah, a lot of them. So, I mean, we pull this trailer up on site, and there's people sitting in their cars waiting for us to get that fucker running. Ain't that crazy? How crazy could you be?
Yeah,
fucking hell yeah.
If he gets there early enough, he'll do breakfast too. Right, Ron?
Yep. Well, yeah, we're growing up, we do breakfast too. Yeah. And my breakfast is kind of odd. Well, I don't give you much of an option of what you get in the morning. Okay. Here's the deal. Here's what you get. You get real biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, bacon, and sausage for $8, and a cup of coffee for $8.
Now, how are you doing that, making a profit with the prices going up now? Because
I'm a motherfucker,
you know?
Man. I mean, I'm that good.
They love his food. I mean,
I'm a mathematical genius. I'm a mathematical genius. It's simple. It is
this
easy.
Isn't how
it, yeah, to make the money is simple. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to do this. Now, when I said, hold on a second, bro. Anyway, yeah. Like I was talking about me doing this parking lot where the other restaurants are and why I would kill them.
Yeah.
Because the mushroom burger off my trailer costs you $9 if you're at an auction, okay, or a festival or wherever, okay? Now, if I would go and take that truck and set that up, or that trailer on that parking lot, okay, I would drop the price of it down to $5 for one burger, okay?
Really?
Make all my burgers.
You can still
make all
money.
My burgers
$5. Can you still make money?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well,
damn.
Yeah. Let me explain it to you, man. I know it sounds crazy, but you can. You can do it, and it's great. I shouldn't even be talking this shit. I shouldn't even be recording this. These are master plans of how.
Yeah, I know,
because
people out there are going to freaking get this and do it.
Yeah,
they
fucked
you.
Yeah,
they'll
love this. Anyway, motherfuckers, Crazy Nation Radio, send me the money, bitches. Because if you use my shit, I'm coming for you. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I don't care. I don't care. Who cares? Fuck it. You know, let everybody make some money. I don't care. Fuck them, man. But here's the
deal. Yeah, there's enough of fat people out there to go around.
Yeah, motherfuckers don't want. They want to go to drive up. They want it done, cook for them. They don't want to cook. Or they don't know how to cook.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the problem is restaurants are
struggling.
Hey, look,
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. So I can't criticize. I'm the same way.
That's cool. But right. Anyway, but I would bring the burgers down to $5 a piece. French fries, $2.50. Shit like that. You know what I mean? And just run with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because here's what's going to happen. The first motherfucker that comes up trying to get a nice kick-ass burger and some fries, and they're under $10. You know what I'm saying? And the shit's awesome. You know what I mean? It's like, it only costs you you figure you'd get a fries, $2.50, that'd be $7.50 right there, the burger and fry, and then you throw a soda in, say for, I usually charge $2 for them, but I charge $1. So you're talking about $8.50
for a soda? Damn.
Yeah,
now I know where you're making your money.
Yeah, water, even fucking water. Bottles of water, $2, man. Yeah. So anyway, you're still under $10. You go to McDonald's, you're getting fucked. You're still going to pay more and get less, and not the quality. It ain't going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, oh, God. You know what
so
the cost is in McDonald's now? It's insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my old lady went there one day and got the cheeseburger meal deal, two cheeseburgers, fry, and a drink, $12. Fuck. And that's not no quarter pound patty either. That's not no quarter pound patty. Them fucking little patties that McDonald's pumps out are fucking nothing. Every one of my burgers is a quarter pound. Every one of them is a quarter pound quality cut. It's fucking 85% fucking, meat and, 15 fucking fat. That's why I like it. Okay, I have my shit done for me. All my hamburger is all done for me. That's why I like it. That's what I want done to it. And I got a hell of a butcher, and everything's great. The food takes excellent. It ain't nothing from a grocery store, man. This shit, the hamburgers ain't even frozen. You know what I mean? We don't even freeze that burger. We do it all fucking raw, man. Fresh meat. Right there out the fucking, yeah. There's a lot of work in processing that shit. You gotta weigh them fuckers out. You gotta smash them, all that shit. I got a press that does that, but we have to weigh them out and all that shit, But here's my point I was going to make about making the money part, okay? Okay, let's say on the average, just for the fun in the mathematical lesson I'm going to teach you tonight, this is going to be on a series that we're going to bring on to next week. What is it on public broadcasting of We Have a Bowl. And we don't know what we're doing with this bowl, but we have a bowl. Anyway, enough of that. On the Nerd Network. The hamburger you're charging $5 for, right? Okay. We're just going to use the hamburger. It's going to make it easy and simple for you. If you look over here, I'm going to put some trees right here. I'm going to give it some friends. Somebody to talk to you. But you know, I ain't do nothing else. Oh, that's my Bob Ross impression. And anyway, no. Okay. The hamburger, you say you're paying $5 a pound for the hamburger, right? $5 a pound. Okay, but you get four hamburgers out of 1 pound that you paid $5 for, right? So that means you'll have 20. Deduct the 5 for the pound of hamburger. Okay. So, you know, that's what you come up, $15, right? You made
$15. Mm-hmm. No, wait a second. You got 20 burgers, you're saying, 20 burgers.
No. You have 1 pound of hamburger. You paid $5 for 1 pound of hamburger. And you're going to get four hamburgers out of that 1 pound. Okay, quarter pounder. You know, like McDonald's quarter pounder shit. All right. So, but you pay $5 for the hamburger that you're making, but you're getting four burgers out of it, and you're charging $5 a piece, right? So you're going to get $20 back. Okay. Then you subtract the $5 that the hamburger cost. That's your overhead, right? And you just made $15, roughly speaking. You follow me?
Yeah,
you get it yet?
Yep.
So the point is, if you sell more in volume, you'll make more money than
higher price. You do
market.
Volume, you're going to make, yeah.
Yeah, you make a ton of money. Absolutely, yeah. But, you know,
it's
you're
going to
do more
with,
product.
Like, When I do cutting grass, if other landscapers are charging $50, that's just because I do more than cutting grass. But just say $50 per lawn, right? $50, right? Well, other landscapers are doing $50, I'll do it for $40. Okay, so I'm doing it cheaper, but I got to do 5 extra lawns a day than they do. So, but I make, you know, I make more money then.
Right. Yeah. Well.
So, yeah.
Right. But I'm, you know, I'm not. But yeah. No. Not in that fucking world. No. Fuck no. I'll be out fucking the rest. No, I'm talking about the restaurant business because you're going to be selling in volume. That's the whole thing, man. You know what I mean? You ain't selling a service. You're selling a product. There's a difference, bro. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
I'm selling a service, I'm the product.
but are you making $15 every 5 minutes? See?
No, but hang on, Ron. No, but on labor jobs, I'm making this is how I do it. I charge $30 an hour per man. I sent three guys out, right? That's not three guys in a truck. That's $90 an hour. Okay, so when they show up to do a yard. Bam, bam. Usually they're there for about 30 minutes. So, and I try, and you got to coordinate where they're, you know, same neighborhood and everything, blah, blah, blah. You know, so you usually average one truck will do 15 yards in one day. So 15 yards, you know, and you put an 8-hour work day minus, I usually pay them for their lunch, you know, because they're driving around a lot too. So, you know, which it kills me. I can't stand that. But there's no way to subtract driving time. There's just no way. I tried doing it once, doing a driver's log, and it just screwed everything up.
For my crew. I didn't pay my fucking crew when I was in the asphalt business. I didn't pay for no fucking windshield time. I don't do that. I'm
really?
A greedy fuck.
How could you keep track? It's impossible.
It's not that hard. You know? It's not that hard. No. Everybody's all together in a group.
Man, I don't know. I tried it for like a week, and it screwed up we had three trucks on the road, and it just screwed up. I couldn't figure, you know.
Right. Well,
the guys screwed up.
Track.
The guys who worked for me really lost out, man. They didn't make shit, you know, and I felt really bad about it, you know. So I said, I'll just give you guys 40 hours to screw it. Because then at the end, hustling to bang out a job, 18 minutes, they're at one house, just say, you know. I say, you know, even though I'm charging the customer by the hour. So I'm making a killing. They're only, now they're hopping back in the truck, clock stops. Now they got to drive 30 minutes to the next yard. You know, they're not getting paid for it. They got one guy's driving. Okay, he's got the responsibility. But the other two are sitting there doing nothing. That ain't fair to them, you know. I mean, they're doing nothing. They could be doing something else if the clock stops, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's not fair to them.
Right. But, you know, But anyway, I'm saying my point is volume sales. That's what I look at. You know, hamburgers, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hamburgers, French fries, American fucking dream, bro. You know, but we sell more than just that. But I'm just saying if I was going to go out on that parking lot, that's what I would do, just to fuck with some other people. Because I'm that kind of guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I will fuck with people. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I'm still making a killing on the French fries. I made a killing profit on French fries, about 400%. I'm making fucking another 300% just on the fucking drink. You know what I mean? So, you know.
No, no, what's your hours? Now, what's your hours on like that now? Like, you know, what's your schedule?
Usually, it's usually 9 to 10 o'clock.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
1 hour?
9 to 10. No,
nine
bro.
To 10,
9
that's
in the
it?
Morning, 10 at night.
Oh,
A.M.
to
P.M.
Who the hell's buying burgers at 10 o'clock at night?
They do. They will. They fucking
get out of here.
Yes, they will.
Really?
Fucking right to it. Fuck yeah, man. People love burgers, man. They fucking, you know, motherfuckers at home, comes home from work, and the broad ain't made no fucking supper. She told him to go fuck yourself, so what's she going to do? Get
yeah.
a car, go to get a burger. You know, fuck it.
Whoa. Hang on. I thought you were a work site. I thought you were going to work sites and being like a lunch wagon. Oh.
Yeah, to auctions, bro. No, we're a portable kitchen. We're actual portable restaurant.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, we cook
food
right
there. I'm thinking of like, at like a warehouse, you know how they lunch horn, and everybody comes out and the lunch wagon's
No. Roach coaching? No. Fuck no.
Okay.
Fuck that. No. Fuck that. I don't want to drive nowhere. I want to park that fucker planet and turn it on. That's all I do. You know? That's all I got to do, man. But this also...
All right, I got you, man.
Fucking easy, in and out. They forget who you fucking are. They didn't forget me this year, man. I got an email because that festival was this past weekend, you know, I wasn't their part. They were really bent. Asked if I was okay. Are you feeling all right?
But,
you know, yeah, I'm fine. But...
At that festival last year, you were about to close down. And some guy comes in and says, give me a burger or something. And he said, yeah.
Yeah, drunk dude.
He
says,
well, you're going to get your ass whipped tomorrow.
And we did.
What?
He was right. He's very fucking right. Righter than he was, than knowing he was right. Because we got slammed. I mean, we got fucking slammed. Because everybody in town was talking about these hamburgers. Because we were there on a Friday. You know, we did a Friday, which wasn't really that busy. I mean, the trailer made about $600, you know. But anyway, all those people that came there, they were the test rats, apparently. And those test rats loved it. They told everybody else in town and talked on phones and back and forth.
Word of mouth. Number one
real
advertiser.
Real fast. Right. Real fast. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, man, we went through fucking... Fuck. I think we went through 80, 90 pounds of fucking ground beef. We went through like 8 cases of French fries, 300-400 fucking corn dogs, fucking 2 or 3 cases of tomatoes,
said,
8 cases of mushrooms.
You got two other people.
Two other people. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
We went through cheese. I can't remember how much fucking cheese. I have to look on the books. But anyway, we ran out of cheese. And I sent somebody off to the store, and I said, I wrote them a list of shit we're going to need, like chili, canned chili, I'll use it, I don't give a fuck, chili beans, I don't care, just bring it, I need buns, I need cheese, and all this other shit. How much you want me to get? All of it. So we wiped out the local grocery store to keep pumping that fucking trailer. So anyway, it was something. We had 2 trailers there. We had the main trailer, the kitchen part one, you know. But it holds a lot on its own. It don't need a bunch, you know. You know, you can part of them get going with just by itself. But we had coolers and freezers in the other trailer, too, and, you know, more buns and shit and that. But that's, we went through all that shit. That's what I'm saying. It got fucking crazy, man. Fucking crazy. You know.
I kept
the cabin for 2 extra days after it was over. So I didn't even want to fucking get up no more. You know what I mean? After that, I remember getting home, taking a fucking shower, like I'd been beat to death, you know. My kid, he was fucking about had it. My daughter-in-law, we were just fucking, like, we just went to a battle. And I had to carry the money out in the grocery bag, man. That's how much fucking cash we had. It's fucking crazy. It was nuts. The whole night, $14,000 for that day. $14,000.
Wow.
Them are the nice days. You know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is snoring? The fuck up. Shows are starting. Everybody's still on the line. Everybody's still here.
Lorianne, Gunslinger.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Even Kat's still here. Your Kat, your girlfriend.
No.
I'm still here. Yeah. Man. I'm still here.
Yeah.
And Joe.
Kat,
but
Kat,
you,
what are you doing?
I don't know if you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There was this one guy that showed up at Ron's place and asked him, "Did you do a chili cheeseburger?" And I said, "Hell yeah!"
That's a popular one too.
I'll tell you what. If you missed last night's show that I did anyway about Bobby Bean and his story, let me tell you, that guy, you know, he's a good guy, man. He's getting screwed over by these freaking land grabbers, these G3 land grabbers. And, you know, I mean, he lost his wife, lost two sons.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was really a sad story. And the guy's got cancer, you know.
Oh,
I mean, so, you know,
God,
I mean, crazy. You know, and they're screwing with them. You know, the whole town is corrupt. It's like a corrupt town. You know, like we see on the movies, in the movies or something.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Well, Ron has had his problems with corruption.
Sure we all have.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, you know, local, right, Ron, with that little fucking power station thing.
Yeah. And it's still corrupt today. It's still fucking going on. You know?
How come somebody hasn't sued their ass? Haven't they had any fires since you quit?
Yeah.
How come somebody hasn't sued their ass?
I don't know yet. I gave up on the motherfuckers. I didn't have time to fuck with it. It wasn't worth it. You know, fuck them. If you get yourself caught, fuck them. You know.
Yeah.
Don't want no involvement because they're the kind of people that fucking throw it off onto you.
Yeah, Ron Reck lived an interesting life.
Here's somebody posted this in my area, in the Forsyth, Missouri community group. And it says, warning, if your 16-year-old child is driving through Shadow Rock Park at 50 miles per hour, I will educate them. You're welcome. Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
He might fucking
like
shoot him, I guess. But they got 127 hits on this motherfucker within 8 hours. Yeah, 127 comments.
What, a post on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you put up the stupidest stuff on Facebook, it gets the most views. But you put up something serious, nobody looks at it.
Yeah.
Well, we got a guy who's been in Facebook jail more times than, I don't know, whatever, in Gunslinger. They live to put Gunslinger in Facebook jail.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I've been there plenty of times.
Well, look at his name. Look at his name, Gunslinger. That's red flag automatically right there.
I'm a hardcore criminal in Facebook jail, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. A place run by, you know, liberals is not going to like a guy by the name of Gunslinger.
Well, probably not. I like to tell them to their face. That's fuck themselves. Give them a good dose of Dr. Love, lead. A new name for my ammo.
Yeah, Gunslinger had to get himself a 9mm because he used to carry a fucking hand cannon.
I still got it.
Oh, Jesus. This is something I see on Facebook. Documentary Times. Watch the movie now. Gender Transformation, The Untold Realities. Watch
Ooh,
now.
Oh,
do I need to share that with you all?
Maybe.
I'm going to say share with friends right now.
Identify. I need to identify.
My friend, do what?
Identify. I'm going to identify as a tree today, tomorrow morning. Tree. It's good. People got people going to school now saying kids saying they want to identify as pets, a dog or a cat.
Yeah,
or
and
something.
They piss all over the place. I'm cool with that. I would too. Fuck yeah, I'd go into the fucking dog. Fucking right, you know. You know, if I seen somebody, you know, walk, if I was in the hallway, walking down the hallway and I'm being a dog and shit, I'd say to my friend, hey, see that right there, man? That's a pussy. See that pussy right there, man? That's a cat. That's a pussy cat.
Dog.
That's a pussy. Hey, you're a pussy, ain't you? Yeah. You're a dog, yeah. Yeah, I'm a dog, man. How's it going? You know, I'm cool. Yeah, me too, man. Right on. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Well.
The reality
well,
we live in. And goddamn it, cat.
If I was that
goddamn conspiracy theory. Woo, fuck me. What a trip.
Okay, do y'all know about
that,
this
Do what?
Go ahead, Gunther.
What cat? What?
No,
cat,
I
go ahead.
I
Gunslinger's walking all over you.
No, I was letting talk. What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm shaving.
Are you shaving?
Get me my shaver out.
Do y'all know about this big development down here? It's about 45 miles. North of Houston, it's called Colony Ridge. Do y'all know about that? Ring a bell to anybody?
Is that that place?
It's
right,
not ring
am.
A bell to me. This, well, there's a lot of secrecy around it, but what it is, it's a huge, it's like a city being built. It's a huge development. And they're selling the lot. I mean, it's big, y'all. It'll be like a huge city, and it's being built.
They're selling to the illegals. They're selling to the illegals.
But the banks aren't loaning the money. The developers loaning the money.
Yeah.
And the legislature has. They're trying to get this getting the governor to do something about it. But, you know, the governor of Texas is really a weak, the person with the real power is the lieutenant governor. The governor really doesn't have, the governor of Texas only has three powers, three, that's it. But the lieutenant governor could do something about this. I don't know why this is the national news and why everybody isn't just really upset about it. Because it'll be run by the cartels. Mm-hmm. It'll be like the cartels having their own city. In Texas.
Right.
Yep. So, I don't know. That's not a conspiracy. That's fact.
Well, there was some, speaking of Texas and Governor Abbott, there's one libtard judge in Houston, Texas, that blocked Governor Abbott's law that's supposed to go in first of this month or something, that these drag show queens and shows can't be shown in Texas unless you're 18 years old or older. And some fucking libtard fucking judge down in Houston blocked it.
Well, they're going to start giving out, guaranteed income to certain families. They're using the COVID funds to give to people to guaranteed income. A lot of weird stuff comes out of Houston.
Only in Texas.
You can get in to see a drag queen story, but when I was a kid, you couldn't even get into a rated R movie.
Yeah, no, you had to be over 12 years or older, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story. A man followed a girl into a bathroom stating he identified as a woman. The man's teeth were knocked out by the girl's father, who identifies himself as a tooth fairy. Okay.
Well, you know, people aren't not getting into the country. They're being flown in, too. I mean, you just let people think that it's just across the border, but no, they're being flown in from other countries. And we're paying for all of this.
Oh, yeah. They're flying them all over the fucking place, too. The government's flying them around, you know. They get there across the border and give them a ride to some other city, some state, somewhere. It's fucking crazy. It's all a bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah, it is. Nuts.
Yeah. We've got veterans living on the streets that we're giving illegals hotel rooms and guaranteed income and health care.
Yeah. And it don't matter about us, we the people.
Yeah.
We get much less. We do.
Well, what they're doing is they're stealing all the wealth of the baby boomers. Because there's not going to be nothing left. There's not going to be anything left for our kids. They're just stealing it all. Down here in Austin, BlackRock, they have all these companies that they're buying up the housing. That's why housing prices went so high.
Right.
Just in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, the interest rates are so high. Like in my neighborhood, when someone went with the house, it was 10 days it was sold. Now they're not being sold so fast. But what they do is they list them for, say, an X number of dollars, right? So people look at the interest rate they're going to pay between 7 and 8%. And they've got to come up with a 20% down payment. And so, you know, who has that kind of money, these young kids out here? Or anybody, really, that wants to pay 7 to 8% on interest on a mortgage. So what these companies and BlackRock do, they come in and buy up the house. And so then what they turn around and do is lease it out. And they'll lease it out between $3,000 and $4,000. I'm not kidding out. That's what it costs here in my neighborhood for house estates.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And these are not like McMansions. These are like, you know, 1,800 to 2,800 square foot homes. And, yeah, that's what they're getting for rent here. I mean, you're lucky to get a house here, a decent house for $3,000.
A month.
For rent,
yeah. Buck? Yeah, it's everywhere. That's fucking bullshit everywhere.
I'm talking about just a livable house. I'm not talking about a McMansion.
Right. But it's that way everywhere, Kat, even here in the Midwest here. I'm by Branson, Missouri, so, you know, rent was higher anyway,
Yeah, it's because
property's expensive here.
BlackRock is buying up all the real estate through this country. Yeah. And what they're going to turn around and do is they're going to sell it to these people. They're going to sell it to these migrants coming in here, and they're going to give them low-interest loans. And what they'll do is they'll move a bunch of them into the house, right? And because HUD had this program when Obama was in the White House. They had this program. It's called Home Again. And what they did was you know what it's like to buy a house. It's the main bread earners, you know, whoever the property title will be in. You have to go buy that person's income. But in the Home Again program, what they do is everybody lives in a house. So it could be your three sisters and your parents and your kids and everybody who's working. They include all that income to qualify those people to buy that house. So what's going to happen is multiple families are going to start living in these houses. And these HOAs are going to have a fit. You just watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's a damn shame
Yeah.
done to Austin.
That, Yeah, that all goes back to the fact that the liberals and Obama hate the suburbs. They want to get all these, you know, low income houses built in like the suburbs, right? And it's like that's not going to work. So they got to find a quote workaround, end quote, to get something like that done. And this is it. They're going to stick how many two, three, four families in one house.
Yeah, but y'all keep thinking like in terms of being like liberal and conservative. It doesn't have anything to do with that. The people running this country are not in this country. It's the World Economic Forum and the UN. And, you know, the biggest private banks are just running this show. Biden's not running anything. People in Congress aren't running anything. They're getting ready to pass this. Add another $2 to $3 trillion to the national debt. We've been sold out.
Who would name their kid? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who would name their kid Terry Scary? I'm looking at these names, throwing out cards for and letters to the voters, and I'm looking at the voting list right here, and this guy's name, I'm on the S right now, and it's Scary is his name, and the guy's name is Terry Scary. Terry Scary. You know, some weird names, man, I come up with, I see on here, it's crazy.
Did y'all see what happened in Philadelphia tonight?
Yeah, they burnt down everything. They raided all the stores, looting.
Now they're showing pictures because the iPhones and iPads they stole are going off because they have those trackers on them. So the rioters are smashing and pouring orange juice on them in the streets. Man, they're just a bunch of dumbasses.
Yeah. I mean... Dumbass. Yeah. Well. Look who that quote leader is. He's the ultimate dumbass. You know.
I feel bad for the business owners. You know, I feel bad for those business owners. You know, I mean, you work your whole life to have a business, and it just gets destroyed in one night. You know.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's the real reason businesses are being destroyed. Are closing down because they can't take the shoplifting and.
You know, I really don't feel sorry for them. I'm glad they're doing it because they did it to themselves.
How was that?
I'm fucking with you.
Oh, fucking yeah. Cousin Ron. No, they did it to themselves. They did it to themselves.
But they did it to themselves.
You know.
But not the small.
They allow these. They allow these dumbass Democrat dickheads to run the show, and well, look at the show you get. Burn, baby, burn.
Do y'all use the app Next Door? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The what?
There's an app called Next Door. Do you use it?
No.
Yeah, I use it.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
is it for local stuff? Yeah.
So down here, the crime is being really vastly underreported. So on Nextdoor, people are talking about the crimes that are being committed. And we hear about shit all the time on Nextdoor that's never reported on the news, not even the local news, nothing. Now the thing is they take these Chevy pickup trucks. This guy loaned a friend of his pickup truck for them to move, right? So someone stole the pickup truck. It was a Chevy pickup. And apparently they're easy to be, hotwired, broken into and hotwired. So what happened was they took whoever stole the pickup truck, took it to a store that had an ATM, They busted the store window in. They put chains around the ATM, you know, and hooked it up to the truck and ATM out of the store. And we just destroyed the truck. And that the truck was found on the side of the road somewhere. Yeah. It's crazy. That wasn't in the news.
They done that shit up here in Dallas. Yeah, they done that shit up here in Dallas. Back up to a 7-Eleven or something, or a convenience store or whatever. They got to wrap a fucking chain around that damn, bust the windows out, wrap a chain around that ATM and floorboard it. Rips that son of a bitch completely out. Bolts and everything. Yeah, these fucking people up here in Dallas, too. They're up there in Dallas.
Well, we used to buy gas all the time at an Exxon station near our house. So we had to quit going there because, like, every other month, we were getting this fraudulent fraud department from the bank, from the credit card, was sending us a message or calling us that our credit card was, I guess somebody had copied it. And so, and it was a credit card that we used to pay bills with. When they send you a new credit card, you get a new number to go online and read you all the numbers and everything. So it was coming from us using that gas station. So we quit using that. We used another one. It hasn't happened since then. You know, we were reimbursed the money.
Well, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago up there in North Dallas somewhere. This guy went to this bank, and these two black, quote, people were watching him, followed him home, and they almost robbed him in his driveway. Pulled guns on him, the whole fucking 9 yards. Man, if I, shit. There would have been 3 dead, you know what, going to the tow tag department. The only way you're going to stop the shit. The only way you're going to stop it. Only way. There's a plan of my ground.
We came home one night, and there was a guy upstairs under one of them in our house. When we had that home invasion, I've never gotten over that. Police came, did all the fingerprints and everything, and his fingerprints were on no database at all. So you know he was an illegal. A big old Mexican guy.
There's thousands of them slithering across the border. Thousands more of them. Yeah.
Now they won't sit here and tell Greg Abbott and them that they can't put those goddamn buoys in the
Iran. Well, it's just like a stupid fucking bitch out there.
That was all bullshit. That was all for show. And I think Greg Abbott, he's a member of the World Economic Forum. He's one of the young leaders from World Economic Forum. He's been went over there and thoroughly trained by these people. I think we're just all fucked. I really do. I think our country is over. Y'all, I'm older than y'all. Y'all will never know what it was like to grow up in the 50s and 60s and how a man could finish high school, go work in a gas station, and support a family. Have a car, have a nice TV, have a couple kids. You know, have a brick ranch home and go on a vacation every year. That was the American dream. And everybody could have it. You could quit a job and go across the street and get another job. There were so many jobs. There were good factory jobs. We made a lot of stuff. Groceries were cheap. Kids could play, you know, all over the neighborhood. It was just safe. And that was the America I grew up in. And this America today, this is a prison we're living in. And people don't even realize how much of a prison that it is. We didn't know people who did drugs. There were no drugs that we knew of. So we were in high school, and you learned about marijuana, but not everybody smoked marijuana. It was a different world. And y'all will never...
Yeah, you drove through the neighborhoods, and kids would be outside playing. Everyone had a pool in their backyard. Today, you would drive down a neighborhood street, it's dead. Nothing.
Yeah. Terrible. And everybody's parents had a right to discipline you. You know? Because if you got in trouble out there, by the time you got home, your parents already knew it. They knew what you had done. You know, it's a different world, guys.
So, yeah, you here's how it used to work with us. I mean, if we got disciplined at school and my dad found out, he'd come home and discipline us again. That's what would happen, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's what I always tell my kids. You get in trouble at school, you're going to get in trouble at home. That's just the way it was. I don't care if you're right or wrong.
That is a crime. That is child abuse. You cannot do that. That's against the law.
And my kids used to tell me because I wouldn't get by Count Chocula cereal, they were calling CPS on me. And I used to pick the phone up and say,
right.
I will call them. I will call them myself. I would love to have a vacation for
King
you.
Vitamin. King Vitamin was a bad motherfucker, too. Remember him, King Vitamin? What was that fucking cereal? Remember every guy dressed up like King? King Vitamin. The fuck was the name of it?
I would never buy like Kix and Frosted.
Really? That's
like,
really nutritious.
Anything
you know.
With sugar in it. No, that stuff is just
oh, my
sugar.
God. So you don't like the Captain Crunch? You don't like Captain Crunch?
No.
Cat, fuck your evil woman. Evil.
My kids.
They're
my
poor
kids
children.
They're
poor
cats.
Babies. They should have reported
my
you.
My children did not get cavities. I made sure of
they
that.
Should have called the police, the FBI, the fucking army, and everybody. You are a criminal.
Wait,
deprived them poor babies from the necessity of life.
That,
sugar.
That used to be a staple.
Yeah,
that used to be
that,
a
bullshit.
Staple.
You're smart. You're a smart cat.
Sitting across the cartoons with a bowl of cereal, you know?
Well, I didn't mean to bring up downer type subjects, but
you did.
Really
now we're all depressed.
Well, that Colony Ridge thing that they're building down there, you guys do some research and look at it. It's friggin' huge. This had to take some really serious planning to put this in motion. Our country's being stolen from us. Did you see where those people from Venezuela got on an island down there in the Rio Grande and they planted the Venezuelan flag?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. And the Border Patrol
on the American side of the Rio Grande. Yes. Saw that.
Yeah. They're not coming through to assimilate.
Crazy.
I know I might not survive this, but if I was down there, I'd sneak on that goddamn island and burn that goddamn flag just to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, I would have brought
hate
it right
crime.
Right
I might not come back, but it'd be well worth it.
I gotta ask you all a stupid question. Well, it's this new franchise they're gonna try to open up called I Heart Mac and Cheese Franchising. And name of the store is I Love Mac and Cheese and More. It's a new restaurant trying to kick out. It's on our winning team. So macaroni and cheese
really
is cheapest thing to fucking make. You know what I'm saying? You gotta open a restaurant to feed people that bullshit? Okay.
Unless it's really good mac and cheese.
Oh,
made
well, fuck,
cheese
really?
I
don't know, Kat. I just don't see people fucking rushing in there. I don't see it.
Are
the mac
kidding?
And cheese, all right, it's a side fucking dish, man. You know what I'm saying?
Kids will love it.
Only time you eat that shit is when you're fucking poor. You have nothing else to buy, but the only thing you afford is mac and cheese.
Kidding me? When I make macaroni and cheese, I have to take out a second mortgage.
Really?
I use three different types of cheeses and
kinds
of stuff. Yeah, I make this macaroni and cheese twice a year. And I use Gouda, and I use Monterey Jack, and I use really good Tillamook, sharp cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
Tillamook
I use
sharp cheddar is the bomb.
Oh, it is.
Well, all of Tillamook cheeses really are pretty awesome. But, yeah, they got a really good sharp cheddar. Now you're making me hungry for some good macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, my son married a girl from up around your neck of the woods, Lori, and at Christmas they send me all this cheese and stuff. But Costco down here sells Tillamook, and we buy the 3-pound blocks of it. Yeah. And during COVID, I gained 9 pounds that first year during COVID. 9 pounds. And, you know, we were eating macaroni and cheese and scalloped potatoes. But, yeah, you know the Velveeta that you buy, the what is it, that Kraft macaroni and cheese? That's just dry Velveeta that you make that stuff with. I ate that stuff when my husband was still working, and they'd have, like, office things. I'd make macaroni and cheese, but I'd use that Velveeta shit, and they, oh, people in the office loved it.
Yeah. I was never a big fan of Velveeta cheese, man.
No, it's not real cheese.
No, fuck no. It's expensive.
Same here. It tastes fake, you know? It really does. It doesn't taste like real cheese at all.
Velveeta is oil that's emulsified with flavorings. And that's all it is. Not real cheese.
Yeah, it's like a gelatin, you know? And margarine's whipped. And that's plastic, too. Margarine ain't real. You know, that butter came out and says, I cannot believe you're not butter. I can believe it.
You might as well be eating the packaging as well.
Yeah, same thing. Fuck yeah. Same fucking thing. When I found it, I was in college when I found that out, that the fucking that margarine is fucking, you can use the fucking container it comes in as the same thing. Because they're both a fucking plastic. I'm like, well, fuck
yeah.
Me. And most people don't know that. You know that, man? Most people do not know that. That fucking margarine is just a plastic. There's no fucking actual anything worth a fuck in it.
And then the hamburger buns at McDonald's were like cake.
They are like
right.
Pancakes. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. A lot of people tell me I'm crazy when I talk about it. So I tell them, here's what you go fucking do. You go to McDonald's, tell them you want a Big Mac bun. You just want the bun. Don't toast it. Don't do nothing. You just want the fucking bun. You know? Take that bitch home, throw it in the microwave for about maybe 5-6 seconds, and that's all you need, man. It'll be warm, and bite that fucker. Tastes like a pancake. Mm-hmm. That's what we crave, sugar. Sugar. We got to have sugar.
I bet you could probably, when you order those hotcakes and sausages from McDonald's, you're getting the same thing. You know, you're getting that with those hotcakes.
Well, it's
got to
be something
thing.
More funkier. Something's got to be some more artificially type flavoring to that. The fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if their pancakes are pre-made or they make them anymore. You know, I don't know if McDonald's even makes the pancakes anymore.
I don't think they make them anymore. I think they're pre-made.
Well, you think they're getting a freezer packed? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find that out. Now curiosity's up. Do they actually make the pancakes anymore? Or do they get them already pre-made? You know, you buy pre-made ones at the fucking store and throw them in the microwave, they're done. You know what I mean? So, is McDonald's doing that now to speed the timing up? You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
You go over to the store and you get these things called Eggo waffles.
Right.
They've
been around. Eggo's been around since the 70s, man. You know that?
Yep.
Yeah, they've been around since the 70s.
Yeah, but they're not the same as what they used to be. I mean, they're just nothing. They're like fucking cardboard now, you know? Like,
yeah, so I was going to say that. Yeah,
there's nothing
paper.
To them.
You get more of a
when I was a kid, they actually,
Yeah. They had a life to them. Yeah, they did. Yeah, I don't buy none of that shit anymore. I just don't do it. I know better, man. Why waste the money? You know, because if you look at the price it costs to make the shit, and, you know, I don't know why I'm weird about that, but just fuck it, it's the way it is for me, you know. Overall cost, and, you know, then once you buy a bunch of bulk shit you don't really need to get that fucking cheap price, and that, you know, you still get fucked. But, exactly, frozen shit, you know. Like, remember, they still sell them, the toaster strudels, they're still fucking out about. There ain't much shit in those fucking things. The icing's good, but the rest of it sucks, but, you know. It's kind of crazy.
I don't get that. I stick to the fucking Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah, them old dried-out fucking piece of
fucking
goddamn...
Yeah, there's nothing to
those
either.
Yeah, them are flower boards.
And the funny thing is, like, at the grocery store, I can go to the bakery and get, like, good strudel, like, fresh bakery-made strudel that actually has apples in it, you know, for about the same price as a box of that shitty, you know, processed crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't it crazy? It's funny and fuck. I think it's hilarious, you know, but, yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, them fucking Pop-Tarts are a fucking joke. I mean, you got a thin fucking layer, no thicker than a piece of paper of any type of filling in those fuckers, you know what I mean? And then they're cheap on the fucking, the top coat candy. You know, it's a cool idea. I mean, it was cool when they were affordable, you know, but now they fucked them up so much, they're not the same. You know, they don't toast the same way, just don't, you know, just don't look right. But people still buy them. People don't know. They don't care. You know, the old folks told me one time, man, just, you know, don't ever go into the middle of the store. Just buy shit around it. Go around the outside circle of the store inside that floor. And they're right. You know, go to produce, go to meat, go to dairy, and walk the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? Stay the fuck out of that middle. That middle's bad news. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, just, it's not right. It's bullshit. Anything box, I mean, anything pre-made bullshit. You know, fuck that, man. It is not good for you at all. So.
Yeah, other than
if you read the
organic aisle for, like, canned soups and stuff like that, you know.
Right, yeah.
And, like, good flour, you know, to make stuff with.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's the only thing I go for, so I'm looking for flours and stuff like that, you know, flour and, you know, like, cornmeal, shit like that.
Spices.
All kind of shit.
Yeah,
almond
I want, like,
flour.
The organic spices.
Right.
And
Yeah. They just
don't
carry McCormick weed yet. They need to start carrying McCormick weed. We call it oregano, but anyway. I'm kidding. Yeah. Need to have that.
We tell the cops anyway.
Yeah, fuck, it's legal, though, in the state of Missouri. Recreational weed, you can have it. You have weed with you. It's no big deal anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, same with Oregon, of course.
Yeah, friend of mine got
Oregon,
letter from
man, we got pot coming out our ears. It is so cheap here. The pot is so cheap, even including the tax. We're one of the lowest taxed states when it comes to marijuana, and we have so much of it. It is so cheap. Like, we've got to get the federal government out of it, man, because we got to be able to export this stuff. You know.
If shit wasn't so fucked up anyway, that's a good resource for a lot of things, you know. But, you know, they just don't see it that fucking way. They're fucking retarded. But they want to fuck us every other way, you know, letting these people in here and just, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Laura, I can't say, sweetie. It's just fucking nuts. It's just simply fucking crazy. Well, my show is definitely over. I don't know if my chat is still alive. Yeah, it just hit past that 1 hour of overtime. Let's see how long.
Yeah, now you're in no man's land. We're in the black hole of overtime now.
Yeah, we are.
The wormhole.
Yep. Yeah, big time. Just lovely.
You know, we're paying the salaries of people. The first responders and their government in Ukraine. We're buying their seeds and everything for them to plant. We're supporting that country. We're paying people's salaries over there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
all for a goddamn proxy war.
I don't know
about
that.
Don't you love it how in Canada or whatever they were honoring this Nazi and they claimed that they didn't know of any
shirt. Yeah, I saw that.
That was a big clusterfuck. I guess like the chairman or something stepped down because of it.
Of course, you look at Trudeau up there. Tell me he doesn't look like a. Tell me he doesn't look like Castro, Fidel Castro.
Oh, he is Castro's son. Definitely. Y'all don't remember, but his mother, Margaret, when his father was prime minister, his mother was, oh, my God, she was such a, as you might all be polite and I'll say, she was a party girl. They used to be in Cuban party all the time. There's a picture of him as a baby and Castro holding him, and she had an affair with Castro. Put Castro in his 20, find a picture of him, put it next to, and then look at Justin Trudeau's father and his mother. He looks nothing like them. He looks just like Fidel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's another totalitarian motherfucker. Is a Trudeau. Look at what he did to the truckers up there.
Closed down bank accounts of people who didn't tow the, took away people's.
Yeah, that
bank
was
accounts.
That was some bullshit, wasn't it? That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
Mhm. He even these crowdfunding things that were trying to fund the truckers. He got those companies to fucking the truckers off of their crowdfunding sites for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these. That we're living in evil times with evil people that are in charge right now. These people are nothing but that.
Well, I agree with you there. These are evil times.
Yep. I mean, you may feel bad for Biden because he's got something, be it Alzheimer's or be it dementia or whatever, but the guy was a bad guy before that. He was a really bad guy before that. I mean, racist to the corrupt to the gills and racist to the hills,
Well, I agree with you, Mike. He's always been evil. The family is trash.
Yeah. And, well, I would say that Joe Biden was a home wrecker, but I'm not sure if they got together before or after his first wife died. I can't remember.
Let's just put it this way. The Bidens make Jim and Tammy Faye Baker look like saints.
Yep.
I know Ronald liked that.
Ed Jimmy Baker lives down here by me, shit. Down here in the Ozarks. He sure does. He's got the new big super complex out there in toward Blue Eye, Missouri. And he got him a new woman. Her name's Laurie. She looks like a chicken. Now I'm not talking about you, Laurie, but that's what her chick's name is. Jimmy Baker's old lady. She supposedly was an ex-junkie.
Lori,
she met Jim and
Jim Baker is?
Do I know who Jim Baker is?
No,
yeah,
Lori,
I know Jim Baker.
Know?
Oh,
no.
Lori, do you know?
Lori.
Lori.
I'm kind of familiar. Isn't it that evangelical dude?
No. Jim Baker, 700 Club.
Yeah.
The 700 Club.
Yeah, you need
the
to
ministry.
Go on.
Yeah, the 700 Club. Yeah.
No, that's Pat Robertson.
Yep. No, Jim Baker's on TV too, man. The 700 Club.
Yeah, 700 Club.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't PTL.
No, PTL. PTL, right, right. Wrong one.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
You're right.
But
yeah,
you haven't, you've right. never seen one of the PTL shows, Lori? There might be some on YouTube. See if you can find it. Because his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Tammy
oh, yeah, they're
Faye
all over
Baker.
Fucking.
Tammy Faye Baker. You have got to
talk
go
about
yeah, she
Baker.
Like, she wears, like, clown-level, you know, layered
oh, yeah.
makeup, from what I remember. Yeah.
Well, she's dead.
She's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He remarried.
All that. Yeah, he remarried that chick named Lori.
Yep.
It's supposedly an ex-junkie and found the Lord. And learn how to be a big bullshit liar like Jimmy. You know, but they live down here by
yeah.
Branson, Missouri. They do. Actually, I think they're in towards Blue Eye. Blue Eye or something like that, I think. Or Crane, somewhere down the middle of fucking nowhere. They're on fucking TV. He's syndicated again. He's fucking all over the television networks. Or A network, whatever. He's carrying them all over the place.
Yeah,
he came back here. He got a... But he got out of prison, came down here and started his bullshit. What's that?
Conned.
Oh, yeah, they do. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, there's this one guy, seen him on one of Jim Baker's shows, talking about, you know, giving all that fucking, building all them fucking condos and shit in Jim Baker land. We'll call it Morningside, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And this guy flipped the money and built the shit. So, but he was in it for money, too, I'm sure. They were selling them fuckers for high dollar, man. And people were buying them, wanted to get there in Morning Glory. Thought they're the greatest place to fucking ever be, you know. Fucking sad. Fucking sad. But it's still going on right now today. Nothing stopped. They're still going at it, high and mighty.
Yep.
Well, Jesus Christ, have y'all seen this video of dancing with these knives?
She is a nut.
I have
no,
not had the
uh-uh.
pleasure, no.
I ain't seen that yet.
Jesus, you've got to see it. I'm on Instagram. I'm watching it. It is just amazing. Something's wrong with her.
I guess, as long as she's not, you know, holding her kids in her arms while she's doing it, then so be it.
God. Oh, my God. Is it part of her act?
I don't know. She looks like she's in her house.
I didn't know she was even bookable anymore. Nobody fucked with her anymore.
She's got a pretty body.
I know Gunslinger likes her. Right, Gun?
Who's this now?
Britney Spears.
I hired her once. She wasn't that great.
Britney Spears. Oh, of course.
You paid her once, Ron. You only paid her one time.
No, I just fucked her once. And, you know, like I said, wasn't that great.
Now, problem with that is, Ron, is you do that to her, and that's going to be, that made your girlfriend up there in Washington jealous. Pelosi's a jealous woman.
Hey, you know, Britney Spears ain't too bad looking after two kids. Got two boys, I think. Two boys? Oh, my God. Can you imagine the kids
no.
and their mother being Britney Spears? Jeez. That'd be an interesting combo, wouldn't it? Hey, Mom, can you come dance for me? Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to accept it. What does your mom do for them? She's a stripper. She was famous once when she became a stripper. About killed me and my brother, but, you know, fuck, she's still mom.
Oops, I did it again.
With two kids, she looks great.
Well, hell yeah. Even when she was a young teenager, she looked fucking great. One of her first albums. What is it?
Uh-huh.
One of them. Oh, I mean, goddamn, shit. Wow.
And her sister's not bad looking
God
either.
Goddamn, gunslinger, don't fucking come all over yourself, bud. Fuck, man. There's always tomorrow.
Except she's 32. Another blind chick.
You know, the majority of these people coming across the border are chubby. Have y'all noticed that?
Yep.
They're chubby. Chubby.
Yeah, and they got newer clothes and newer shoes and newer phones and everything that I got, that's for sure.
Well, they got more than we've got. They've got free everything. Health care, they get allowances to get a place to live, or they get put up in a motel or a hotel. They get food stamps.
So they're even having a fucking city built for them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, we're just fucked, y'all. There's been 7 million they've counted since Biden's been in there, but we don't know how many have been flown into the country.
No.
And they don't have to have, the kids go to schools, they don't have to have their vaccination.